Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
And that is the
truth. Oh, we are going to roll out today. Thank everybody for listening. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be another fantastic show. As you know, the program is going to be fiery hot as well. And guess what? Today, I know what it is. I know. We know it is the opening day of the NFL. Many of you are awaiting your special teams. And guess what? We ain't got to worry because we ain't ready to Monday night when we get it off. The B-Low, all of New York, and the Jets will get it on. But we'll be talking about all kinds of things today. Special shout out for everybody. Please, all y'all, give Antoinette a call. My sister did a show from the hospital bed. What dedication. And if you did not hear the podcast because of technical issues that she might had early in the show, go into the first hour, after the first hour, and you will hear Judge Joe Brown on there as well. What a show, what a program. But special shout out to you, sister. Get out that hospital soon. Much love to you. We'll be checking on you. All you out there who are listeners of Antoinette and Brother Eddie and many others, and Miss Weston, Kim Weston, all y'all out there listening, give our sister a beloved call and tell her thank you for the dedication of putting things together just to keep that information rolling. We thank you, sister. And now, without further ado, we're about to get it on. We got my sister going to come on later on at 11 o'clock range. Sister Queen Shalene will join us with a few observations she has made that is off the chain. Makes you want to say things today. Things that make you say, what the fuck? You say what you feel, but yes. Things that make you say. You're like, scratch your head. Remember I was saying things that make you say, but this is things that say, what the fuck is going on? We got to ask some questions. So much undocumented information that people just spew out without no facts, and we can't be that way. That's why we have to talk with Facts Matters. Whatever we say, if it sounds crazy to you, it is a fact. And we will not deviate. We will not give you things that we are not sure about, cannot substantiate. We're going to give you the facts, and you seek out even that little bit of tidbit, and let me tell you, it's a whole smorgasbord of information that has not been touched by many people. So, I hope y'all ready. Today, things that made me go, could me, myself, and I can possibly be in trouble because of this stuff. Really. Really. It's like this. The DOJ, this is breaking news. The DOJ prosecutors seek 120 days in prison for Owen Sawyer for speaking out against stolen 2020 election and called it as a speech crime. Now, I said, what the? And I had to think about it for a minute. I said, you know how many people that we know that if y'all don't believe you censored, we proved this with facts already through many of the Pfizer reports, I can go on and on, Patriot Act. But for those who are first-timers out here listening on the World Wide Web, we will be playing factual stuff to back up all, including the dry bones, on this program. We connect to you very soon. Let you know that we care about facts. But that one there, think about that, y'all. They got the power to listen to every podcast out there. And if they could just say, oh, by the way, you was a election denier. Just because you said, man, I don't believe that shit about no Biden won no, because, you know, and now here goes some, I'm going to put some facts on that make you have to scratch your head, though. And just because you said it, Department of Justice, prosecutors are seeking 120 days for people who are saying this type of information. Now, we know it's foolishness because I am in the great state of Florida. Well, we had two and a possible three problems with the first one. Everybody know the world famous Hanging Chad. World famous. Second one was they couldn't finish counting Florida for a week. A week. To count Broward County. And somehow, through them using what I consider microwave technology. It is easy erase. Now, this is one program that we bring in all the facts. Space facts, sci-fi facts, whatever it is that you ain't illicitly listening to, other than this perverted-ass music that they got out here. And I got some statistics out there. One statistic, and I said, what the fuck? I couldn't believe it. I said, what the? There's a statistic out there that claims, and I'm going to read it to you. Damn, I'm going to tell you because it's just straight. I got so much what the out here today. But one of the most bizarre ones is this one. There are those who do statistic training, statistics. They are saying that our complicity in what's going on is because of porn. I'm not making this up. They say porn is actually keeping people from participating in the events of stopping anything. J6 protesters are illegally detained. Y'all don't care. Screw it, because Trump is there. Punishment and torture, I mean, going on in the streets of Chicago and police stations run by the Chinese. Y'all don't care. But they saying it's because of porn. I'm not making this up. Now, they did a statistic saying 400 men replied. 5% of these men, I don't know who the hell they are, said porn was the reason, and 42% said sports. So 45 said porn, 42 said sports, and about 7% mentioned weed, cannabis. I said, now, that is some, I don't wake up thinking I ain't going to react because I watched some porn last night. I just don't see that. Now, sports, which I thought was going to be the main one, when I found out porn was, I said, oh, hell no. But sports is porn, too, because sports is showing some hell of a gladiator athlete, just like yesterday. Shout out to all the college people out there. UM, good job. Alabama, unbelievable. Who would think that? Texas is rolling. And, of course, Dion going to be in the news because he ever since he did the blue jacket Aflac commercial, I knew then he was going to be the chosen. So shout out to all y'all out there listening to these individuals out there. But nonetheless, that's not important. That's not important that Dion and his son is making records in college. Who cares when your kids can't even get into college without going into debt? Them kids right now, all them football players, because of new regulations, shout out to my brother, Brother Jerry G, shout out to you, much love. Used to say all the time they're going to fight to get them players. Them players now going to be rich. All college players now going to be rich before they leave college. And I'm happy for them, no doubt about it, because they are the reason for the wealth. But I don't think sports would have you say, you know what, because of the football game, I'm just going to act like I don't care if they take my pension. I don't think you're going to be saying that. Because of football, I could care less if I get a check this week. I don't think nobody's going to be saying that. So I don't know where they get these statistics, but they are actually real. Now, here's where it gets deep. The global pornography industry, global now, this is facts, they estimate about $100 billion. Out of that, the United States alone is about 13. So that ain't that much. $13 billion when it's $100 billion profit margin. That means the rest of the world is either getting down freaky style. And they did a little estimate and shows. Of course, they trying to say females is 16% between the ages of 14 and 18 and 84% between the ages of 14 and 18 amongst young adults because it's on your phone. Here's where it gets stupidity. We didn't have the phone. Otherwise, I might be in the statistics. It was no phone where I could just jump on and watch porn like they got today. We had to steal some people's books, some uncles that left them out, you know, different shit. Some CDs that was left, some 8-tracks that were left, some old albums that were left with Dolemite and Moms Mabley and shit, saying nasty stuff, Red Fox and all them. We heard our grandmother parents say, listen to that when they used to have their club meeting parties and we had to go all upstairs and hide in the bedroom because, you know, kids can't come downstairs in them days unless you got permission. They was partying and drinking. But today, they don't give a damn. Let me just say it with the show. They don't give up about that. They just go upstairs in the room. They glad to go upstairs because they got the phone and the tablets. They can get porn all day. And I'm going to tell you how I know porn is powerful. The Miami Heat, great team here in South Florida. Looking forward to watching this year as well. Also had Pornhub solicit to buy the stadium, but they ended up giving it to FTX, a goddamn crypto bubble fraternity. They just stole money. And we're going to get to that. I know it's the crypto individuals, which I love y'all. Brother Joe, where you at? I mean, I ain't get nobody trying to come on the show except one person, my brother, Brother Harold. I love you, man. He came on and gave a special report of what was going on. But I ain't hearing too many of the crypto maniacs standing up to this at all because of the fact that many of you have been killed. We understand that. Things that make you say, what the? When you find out how, go look it up. How many crypto billionaires are dead? You come back to me. I wouldn't even announce to people I got crypto. I'm a crypto billionaire. I wouldn't even tell nobody. Hell no. You better not tell nobody. They better have got you behind. But nonetheless, this is all systematically put together. Now, because you are watching the most diabolical plan on the planet Earth. And today we're going to make you say, what the? Now, right there alone should have been kind of like, wow. You know, they blaming porn. They blaming weed is last. Unbelievable. I thought weed and drugs would be weed is last. Sports and porn is number one distraction in America. It's only 13% of, if you look at it, it's only 13 billion, 100, y'all do the math. That ain't nothing. I'm wondering what India and China and all them doing. You're going to find out today with the facts that matter. Now, there's other things out here that is absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. More than it is to say, I'll go look up some stuff y'all be sending out. I'll get across the UN and shit. It's the 50th anniversary. And I want to say to the people out there who are listening for Jay, let me get that J6 out the way right quick. Haven't y'all noticed that y'all can't see none of the testimony? C-SPAN, nobody shows it actually was testified. It's just on the news and little tidbits. Now, they showed Brother Polite his testimony all the way through when he pleaded guilty. But that's another one to say, what the, why y'all surprised? Those of you who know we had to do YBs on here from the beginning of these programs that we started almost 8 to 9 years ago on radio. But we were still having meetings with them in buildings, like all the time in South Florida. They don't do that no more. Ain't no more people getting together. And, you know, that's like almost taboo. But back in them days, they was coming down here, the YBs, all them. We had them on the radio, on the show. And you could tell, because I've been in that before, that once you start messing with young girls, regardless that your philosophy could say that if they have menstruation, you can have sex with them. You know, there's people who know if you have a period, you some countries, you're a woman. That's just a fact. The Mormons do it. Y'all don't have a problem with that. But soon some black dudes start, you know, putting polygamy together with people doing real estate deals with the polygamy and all that shit. They, you know, it gets to be like, oh, shit, what if the rest of the blacks start? So we knew. But see, here's not the issue with the government. The issue is they told on themselves when they got mad. Whenever your leader dies or your cult leader dies, believe me, the cult goes into disarray. And whoever is the strongest at the time and got the most members, they're fighting for the rest of y'all who are skeptical to go since the leader is dead. And once they get that established, they take over and do the same thing. It's pretty much easy. And whoever comes out the winner. So to the Nawabians, after they destroyed everything in Georgia, ain't nobody come to the rescue. They had L. Sharpton there back in the day, Jesse Jackson, all these celebrities were roaming around, remember? They were talking about back to Eden and all this stuff. And they got pyramids they got from New Orleans. All the stuff was from New Orleans, from the Mardi Gras parades and so forth. And beautiful. I mean, it was great. I mean, I thought it was a great idea until you realize that the agents, provocateurs, came in. And once they get you to do the freaky shit, now they know that you might believe 16 is good and 15 is great and 14 is even woo. But in reality, that's a setup game. So when they bring you to do all these things with these young people, don't think they ain't taking down the notes. So once they get you in there, boom. So don't be surprised. That's another one to say, what the fuck? Why are you surprised? Why would you be surprised when all of them was actually at each other's throat for supremacy over a defunct organization. I don't give a damn if they, once you take the primary property out and all that, what do you have, everybody? What do you have? Second, here's another one that says what? So the United Nations say 50-year anniversary. And did you know that everybody in government today is saying the word sustainable? That came from the UN, from the organized international opportunity. Not only do they have a, now this is not coming from me, it says an orgy of celebrations. That means a litany of celebrations for this 50th anniversary. But continuously cascading the call for expanded global governance. Now, y'all don't even have a problem with the word global governance at all. Global governance to y'all don't mean shit. But wait till it, global governance, take your pay. But I just love this. I would love people's faces when they implement this. Global governance don't matter. And that's how you got to, how crazy we are. We can play a 218. Joe Burrow's got $218 million. Guaranteed. Not that style. And a teacher can't get a goddamn $60,000 check a year. Y'all got to really think. But we'll get to that. So, second, third one. I said, when I seen this, I said, what the? Israel. Israel discovered a cultural richness that is diversity. Netanyahu vowed to deport all Africans that threaten Israel's racial identity. Israel is the only Western nation. Ain't that funny? They over there in the East, but they the West. It's a mindset. Western nation that allows to be ethnic national state. That means that the Jewish people feel that this form of nationalism, with where the nation and the nationality are defined in the terms of ethnicity. I said, well, damn, they actually saying they got eugenics, where if you ain't one of them or you having sex with one of them, they see you are devaluing their race through a sexual orgy of immigrants that they have created. We can get rid of you now. I can't wait to see what's going on with that. While this is going on, no coverage at all in America on the two African nations, Gabon and Niger, are almost at odds with the people in the French Orient. I mean, they can't stand the French. They can't stand them. Unbelievable. Cannot stand the French. So I'm just going to say this. Wow, where is our news at? Where is the news at? If all they can think about is this type of stuff. So that was another one. Here is the catcher. I said, what's going on in America that no reports is on? Do y'all know that gun sales have reached 1 million a month for 49 consecutive months? Every month, 1 million guns are being brought legally now through gun owner sales, all these shows we have here in South Florida, gun shows and all that. Wow, what are you waiting for? What are y'all waiting for? Ooh, 1 million, you know they nervous. Because everybody is bothered because the high number of gun sales come even at the Biden administration tried to crack down on firearms. Now, they're doing it systematically in different states. Just different states. Different states, and they're doing it systematically. If they're doing it systematically, all I can tell you is what state to, oh, Buffalo, New York State, New York City. September 15th, y'all told me, y'all got to next week Friday. Next Friday, to get as much ammo as you can before you will have to give up all your information just to buy ammo. Now, I don't know what to tell you, but your governor, show you how they got this governorship, brother, is at your throat. And another one, unbelievable. Unbelievable, y'all. Tyler Perry, where y'all at on this? This one to say, what the fuck? Here, this is right. I go to look up some stuff because y'all send it. And this is really racism 101, but you ain't going to say nothing because most of our beloved athletes and our beloved people are so into Hollywood, you scared to say something. You know you're on strike. They already got your likenesses. That's another thing. They made it where your likenesses can make money in college football. So get ready, college brothers and sisters who are able to utilize your great gifts to be compensated. But here's where it gets crazy. The National Film Board says 30% of films it's funding will be made by artists identifying as black. All they got to do is identify, say, I'm black. That's it. That means people of color. So that means you might not get nothing, Black America, because you don't have a competition pool of everybody saying they black so they can get this funding for these 30% of movies being made. That's why you see so many black people in these movies. They're getting money for it. Subsidies probably saying, you go along with this program and we'll give your Hollywood studios taxpayers money to keep this diversity plan going. I think I better look that up. And here's one for the ages right here, y'all. I'm going to give love to Haiti and Nigeria because of all those two countries that they are now catching hell. You know, they're catching hell because they didn't take COVID. Didn't take COVID at all. They're the one, two countries that have, I guess, majority are unvaxxed, never took a vaccination. I think they went and got the president of Haiti after he said no, and Nigeria after they said no. They started going off after them as well because they exposed it. Here's something fascinating. Won't be seen on our news. The outbacks in the Haitian community in South Florida who are wearing face masks, who are getting vaccinated, what's up? The countrymen ain't doing it. And guess what? Not one recorded death in Haiti. Not one. Not one. NPR admitted it on their own radio. NPR admitted that reported about Haiti that COVID restrictions were never enforced there. And nobody there wears a mask. But they are here. Let's go over to little Haiti. You will find them wearing masks. You will find them wearing a mask. You will find them wearing masks. And that's the problem, that what they do in one place, they won't do in another. So all I could tell you is that is strange. Much love to the island. Unfortunately, you got to go through calamity. But, man, no deaths. Wonder why they ain't reported here in South Florida. Wonder why. And then lastly, but not least, for those of you who say we have a problem with the facts of numbers. Well, Tucker Carlson, many of y'all like him or not, had a hell of an audience. He brought Trump on, and he brought a guy on who claims he sucked Barack Obama's dick. I didn't say this. Go look it up. It's on his program. I was in shock. I said, we've been knowing about this. Everybody who knows me. Back in the day, we found out this back in the day. Back in the day, we found this out. So I told myself, wow, about time they're doing catch up. Even Tucker catching up. But nonetheless, the show he had with Trump, number gang, y'all, he had 227 million viewers tuned into him on Twitter. That's a lot. And that number alone, if you just listen to them, they would have took that to votes. Oh, my goodness. So this is the reason why anybody who has anything to say about the so-called election, when Biden got 83 and beat your best beloved president ever in the black world is Barack Obama, if he could beat Obama and then go on the Breakfast Club and tell them suckers you ain't black, and they bow down. They even try to argue that. What you mean I ain't black because I don't vote for you? What that mean? That's always some Ku Klux Klan talk. You ain't black, nigga, unless you vote for us. And guess what? You niggas did. Now, we about to get this show hyped up. We told you before we bring on the crew. We told you. People warned you. We ain't the only ones, but we like to take validation that we are in the mix of those who are definitely should be validated. Many on you on this program here, this is the valedictorian crew here. Oh, my goodness. And all others out there listening. But here's one for the ages, y'all. We told you that the weapons they got are unreal. And they are being unleashed. You pretending like they ain't, that's on you. But here it is. I told you, I'm going to let the people tell you. See, I can only tell you, you're going to say, he ain't nigga ain't there. He ain't over there. But let me let you hear what they said, where they are at. In Hawaii. This is unbelievable. We told you, the weaponry is unbelievable. We're talking Star Wars type weapons. Star Wars. Listen carefully. May not sound good to you.
So, disclaimer.
This is about them telling you what they're seeing. Listen carefully because this does not make sense.
Hawaii in Maui, we're looking at. It's very odd, I think, those fires that happen and what's going on there. Because they're making it seem like nobody can get in and report anything. There's no reporters are allowed in there. And so this guy who's has a YouTube channel about Hawaii real estate lives out there. And he is being like an impromptu reporter. So he did this video and he asked people to share it. So I'm going to share it. Can you imagine if the government just... It just seems like it was a land grab. And why would they do that? And yet, when I think about it, hasn't that been the history of what we've done since the beginning of time? Whether from the Native Americans or, I don't know, they just want something and they take it. But anyway, check out this video.
Hey, aloha guys, Eric West here, HawaiiRealEstate.org, coming to you live from Lahaina Luna neighborhood, Maui, Hawaii. Citizens impromptu reporter, wasn't planning on doing this, but this is what we're doing, and I'm thankful to have a Starlink from David Crawford, and we're here reporting on what I believe is potentially a smoking gun of sorts. We just don't know what it is, but I'm going to show you the scenario of this car and what's surrounding it and how temperatures could reach this level, creating this amount of melting of aluminum. I'm here with Donovan. He is, I believe, a hero of sorts. Aloha, Donovan.
Aloha.
He's the one that brought it to my attention that we have these very strange occurrences. We just shot down on the highway. I don't know if it was actually live, but we have it all recorded, so we're going to post it. We're at another one of these locations. So this is well above the burn zone, essentially, in a neighborhood known as Lahaina Luna. I'm going to show you around real quick, so you can see the scenario and then judge for yourself. And again, if you enjoy content like this, I encourage you to please like the channel, subscribe, and share the video so you can get the truth of what's going on here in Maui. So where I'm at right now, just to orientate you, you can see the lights for the football stadium right there at Lahaina Luna. So we're right below Lahaina Luna High School in the neighborhood that did not, I repeat, did not burn. You can see all these houses are standing around here, unburned. There's no burn here, okay? So to me, this is like something out of a space movie, because you have this small field with some grass that burned, right? You can see where the grass burned. But then you have these two vehicles sitting in here that have melted
aluminum.
So Donovan, if you want to just take us through this car real quick and show us, I know you know a few things about cars, you can point out some things that require a very high temperature. By the way, we just talked to the neighbor who was talking to an investigator in Lahaina Town yesterday, and he said the investigator told him the temperature's reached in excess of 3,000 degrees. So tell us what you got, Donovan.
Well, we have about 300 degrees for aluminum, and this
300?
1,300.
1,300, okay, thank you.
1,300, well, 1,220, but if you round it up, because it was not only melted, it was liquefied to the point where
It
became a river of aluminum going down the dirt hill.
So this is the aluminum rim, obviously. There's the tire, what's left of it, the steel threads or steel belts.
And maybe combination gas tank if the gas tank's aluminum.
Okay.
So
you have liquefied aluminum running down the side of a grass fire.
The caliper melted, unless they stole it, but it looks like the bolts are still there. So... That, and then you get the belt, the steel belt of the tire, which is just a bunch of a wire mesh laying there. And you have the windows that were melted. the back window, if you look at the big old, like, almost like...
The glass is just melted.
Yeah, it was...
Dripping.
This is almost what you would see if you put a car in an incinerator.
But this is not surrounded by a bunch of structure fires or anything.
Yeah, there's no fuel.
So besides the gas that was in the tank, what's your theory on what could create temperatures of this level in the middle of a field?
Anomaly, I think is the word.
So this is the second anomaly.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. I looked at it, I'm like, okay, house, nothing's burned. And then you have melted steel and glass. And then the only thing that is left is the steel, the thick steel frame, and then the steel sheet metal.
So I don't know if you guys have figured this out yet, but the media has not been given access to Lahaina Town.
Everything. Now, right there, that's just things to say. What the fuck? What the? No access to no media, except for Oprah and The Rock. And y'all okay with that? Boy, oh boy. Boy, wait till this program's over today. We can have a good time before kickoff. Let's get some calls out there. Let me start at the top to the bottom. Sister, I see 9927. I got you. Don't worry. We're bringing you in at the top of the hour. Let you go loose on the ass. Let me go to 6661, then 7472, then 0997. We're about to get it in. If y'all can go along with this, guess what else is coming? Go ahead.
Hey, my brother. First
What's
on
up,
back,
brother?
Blessings, greetings to the ancestral voices that are going to come before us. May we be blessed.
There you go. There
Jack
you go.
Bauer, Jeez. Jack Bauer, Purge, enemy of the state. This is, it's coming, it's on and popping. It's going to be choice economics between Caesar, Babylon, and AI. And then between that and the natural supreme, because you know, Disney plus LGBT plus 2Q, and they're bringing it back. They're bringing back Low Key, and he coming during the Octagon month. And inside that LO, it looks like a Germanic blade that's going to chop off anything that moves, my brother. So it's coming because it's going to be a dark winter, my brother. It's going to be so cold, y'all could be wishing for those heated, that natural, that energy, that natural supreme heat. But my brother, it's good to be here.
Yes, it is. It's
going all around just to see the nonsense, the buffoonery, you know. You got Snoop Dogg, he crossing over. He put on the ballerina suit. I was like, what is this? This brother. The picture of Snoop in the ballerina. He's supposed to be working on a project. But, you know, remember Tu Wong Fu, all of them had to put it on. Wesley, Bing, all of them. And you know. But my brother, keep speaking. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a true Mayotte, my brother. You're a true verbiage of the Mayotte. So keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Stay strong.
Man,
peace out.
Yes, yes.
I'm
peace
listening.
Out. All right. Much love to you as always. Yes, yes. I hope we go to the next one. Stay tuned. We're going to be going. Oh, my goodness. Let me go to 7472. There you go.
Dry bones.
Yeah, I love this man. Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead, brother.
Man, you just like Jose out there in the Atlantic. You blowing winds across this country that's gonna slow everything down and stop it. You know, that was profound that you found that information about September the 15th. And you know why that September the 15th is coming up? Because Ammo, which is a company that makes ammunition out of Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona. Ammo. I sent you the site,
mm-hmm.
the information, and this company started in 2016. It makes ammunition. It's getting ready to put on the market. Getting ready to put on armor-piercing bullets that they make for military use. It's going to be put on sale after the 15th. The stock that they just had. August the 31st, then went up, and this company is getting ready to put on the market these type of bullets that is used by the military, these armor-piercing rounds of ammunition, now it's going to be sold as why they're going to have people having to have background checks. Because a million guns being sold, like you said, now you can buy ammunition that can penetrate through tanks. So can you imagine what type of weaponry is this getting ready to be for?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable, man. But that's what I say.
You can go on, they got their website and they tell it, they stocked and went up.
Man.
And their dividends is gonna be paid out on September the 15th from the stock that just went up.
Wow. Y'all heard it first.
Albert Pike said it.
Y'all heard it first.
Go on Ammo Inc. Ammo Inc. This is the article. Ammo Inc. announces preferred stock dividends. August the 16th was when this was put out. And what they're saying is that they're getting ready to put on the market armor-piercing ammo.
I can't say it no better. That's why I love this program, because we get it from across the whole Valley of the Dry Bones. Unbelievable. That is, oh, my goodness gracious. Give me some more, because you said a lot. I read a lot, but I can't get everything. But we know. We put these things together from all that we read from y'all this week.
And the other thing,
go ahead, keep going.
We talk about the Moors, and the Moors, what did they come out of? Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened? 6.8 earthquake, 2,000 people killed in Morocco.
Check that out. Go ahead.
See, these are things that ain't coming on. And you're talking about Hawaii with The Rock and Oprah. Oprah in 2016 bought 2,000 acres. She turned around again and bought another 860 acres. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk was buying on the main island the old pineapple plantation, what Dole used to have. He was buying up that land. See,
check
Maui is getting ready to be what they call a satellite city, not a smart city, a satellite city.
Oh, man, check that one. Look that up,
and
everybody.
See, the thing that they have is why they burnt that certain area is because the indigenous people, by their birthright, own that land. But the thing that they own is the land, but the other part is most important, they have water rights. They have water rights that people don't have when they go buy land. They have, automatically, they have water rights, and they have access to water, where these companies that are coming in getting ready to build, they have to go through the government and get the indigenous to give them, surrender their water rights.
Brother Kwame, listen, you have hit a nerve so hard, I got to tell you, he just connected the dot. Everybody, remember that? Those who heard the news clip of the so-called Hawaiian guy who's over the environment, he said water was sacred, and they wouldn't let the firefighters use the water. Go look that up, bro. Unbelievable validation there. I told you, V for victory, baby. And it also
right,
means,
because you look at if you're gonna build a city on that island, you gotta. It's surrounded by salt water. And to take salt water, turn it to fresh water, would cost a mint. But the thing is, there's already access up under that is fresh water.
Right. Absolutely.
You
got to
have
right.
water.
Yeah. Now, hold on.
They have the water rights. This is why they got to get the indigenous people off that, get their land, but to get their water rights from them.
They did it. I'm going to tell you, those people, just so you know what we say with facts, go look up the governor of Hawaii and look at their family background. We did it already. I told you, I played the clip for y'all last week where they all were Eastern Stars and they were all made to be Freemasons. And I'm telling y'all straight up, he told you everything. That's what I love this. I ain't got to say much. The bones talk. All I can say is what he just told y'all. look up the dude who said the water was sacred in Hawaii, and look up the governor, and get back to us next week.
And you and the other thing that happened on 8/8, the day before, they were supposed to be going to the governor and the city council. I mean, the government was supposed to be voting on them keeping their water rights, because the companies that were coming in trying to argue the part that they could buy up these rights, they were arguing to say that they can't take the water rights from the people. And that's when they set the fires.
Set the fires. Yeah, because they were fighting. Yeah. Now, where was Oprah at, I tell y'all, and The Rock? If they were so concerned, why weren't they at those meetings? I'm telling y'all, you better realize witchcraft and warlockism is definitely fighting humanism.
And see, Rock shouldn't be even there. Rock is a Samoan. He's from the Pacific Islands.
Right.
That's where his people is from. He's Samoan. That's kin to the Hawaiian.
Can we put together a show, Brother Kwame? Because I want y'all to know, I looked up some of these guys in Hawaii. Hawaii was fighting. They had some warring with their own chieftains. Let's put something together on that, because those of you in the West Coast who can help us, because the Hawaiians, for them to be the last sovereign, suppose, and what we talked about last week, Queen Lakeani, and she married the white dude. I hope y'all look up who she married. That makes a big eye-opener. Hold tight, Brother Kwame. Get some more calls. Go ahead. Make the last point.
And who owns the land? The woman. That's the same thing that happened with the indigenous people here on Turtle Island.
Correct.
They married Sacagawea. They married the women in order to get the control
land.
The land.
Correct. You ain't gonna get the debate from me. That's what I was told. Looked it up. Absolutely a fact. Let me get some more calls. Hold tight. We're gonna get everybody in here, because me and sister gonna go into the galactic. I told y'all. Y'all been saying it for years, but all y'all been saying it. It's actually factually up there looking at you right now. Let me get some more callers. Let me see what I got. 0997. Go ahead. And I got 5095. We're going to take a break before 11 before I bring my sister Queen in, and then we're going to keep it moving with all y'all out there, because guess what? It's kickoff. 0997.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
We're waiting on you.
Hey,
we're waiting on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, check this out. While the president is giving away all of our shit, I just want to make it quite clear. Everything that you see going on right now is all bankers' move. This is global bankers using from the Federal Reserve to the Bilderberg International Monetary Fund. All these boys are making all this stuff happen. Like you said, they want the land, and they want that land in Maui. But they got a little island here in Georgia that these people are called Gula Geechies. And some of them are related to the Moors. They're taking their island right now. They're taking their island right now here in America. I'm telling you, man.
No news.
I was trying to find the name because I wrote it down.
Wow.
Let me see. Let me get my book, because I want to tell you the name.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. Oh, no.
It's an island.
Go ahead.
Man, the sister was crying. She's like, my people always been here. My kids ain't going to get to see this because they're taking the land. What they did is they rezoned everything. Now these money boys is running up in here. And you got to remember this too. Your boy Bill Gates been buying up. He owns more land in America than anybody. He's buying up all the farmland. He's doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yes, he is.
And so when they put down certain seeds, and those seeds pollinate into other people's fields and destroy their crops, so you end up not having a less crop. The land got to definitely be protected. Otherwise, everything is going to be contaminated with that Monsanto type shit. Your food is a weapon, silent weapon for quiet wars. They told you how they was going to do it. They got to dumb you down, chlorinating your water, you know what I'm saying? Putting all kind of shit on the meat that we use. Unless you're getting organic meat, you're getting bad meat. Because they all the chemicals, man. And you're having all these cancers. They got a rise on cancer right now. Another thing, we believe in this pharmaceutical company, but pharmaceutical means witchcraft. Look it up. Don't believe me. Pharmaceutical is witchcraft.
Yeah.
So people taking all these medicines, especially when you get older, they have a lot of people. I had a relative. and I love these people. I'm not trying to talk bad about them.
I got
but
you.
I went there one day. That was some years back. My man is since deceased. He had like 10 medicines, man. He had a long blue container with all these bays on it. I'm looking at it, and I see all these different color pills, different shapes. I say, he was my brother-in-law. I said, I know you're not taking all that medicine. He said, yeah, I got to take my medicine. I say, take your medicine. They're killing you, man. Your brain and your body can only take so much of that shit before it breaks down, because it's breaking you down slowly but surely. None of the cures kill you. Why do the cures kill you? You better off eating fruits and berries. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm getting ready to get to that point, too. I'm about to leave this meat alone because I don't know what they're doing to the meat. You know, I was in a grocery store looking at some meat. They had some something like meat. It's right by the beef, man. And I picked the package up, and it looked like meat.
Uh-huh.
So, but now, we haven't really experienced this, but they want you to eat bugs. I mean, all this shit is crazy. With the World Health Organization, all these farms, they get together, and they plan this, the international bankers, Federal Reserve, Bank of London, Vatican, all these boys are the power players in this game.
Yeah.
With the Rothschilds, Coleman Loeb, the German people, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Go ahead.
The Federal Reserve, when they let the Federal Reserve take over our money, our monetary system, we went from a gold standard, which was back. See, these boys couldn't buy up half the world if they was using gold and silver. You feel me? So that's why our money was backed by gold and silver, because you could inflate it if you want to, but when they come to tally up the gold and silver, they flipped it on paper, they can print up all the paper they want. If the paper's only worth what it's printed on, 3 cents a dollar bill or whatever, your dollar bill is magic money.
Magic. Go ahead. Talk to them. Magic money.
And remember, the money is based on full faith and credit. Now, once you understand how this monetary system is running, this is how they could co-opt the whole world. When you can print up all this mad money, monopoly money, and you can print all this money up.
And like
the
I
world,
said,
it's no...
Right.
You can't touch, though, when you can do this. When you can print money up out of nowhere, you can corrupt the whole world, and that's what they've done with that fake-ass dollar. Take over other people's economies, give them loans that out of thin air, and then they take your resources when you can't pay that loan back because that loan was out of thin air.
Now, I'm going to tell you,
chickens that came home to roost over here in America. Them same people have been all over the world. Now they're doing it to us, right in front of our faces. And a lot of people, you said it a little while, they don't believe it.
I'm going to say some things that make, and you tell me what you think on this. Because you're rolling. Now, I want you to say this. No. Let people, you hit, what he just hit on, there was no income tax, y'all, for the first conception. From 1789 until 1913, all groups, including the blacks, go look up the black people between 1789 and 1913. You will see that black people had farms. A lot of people had farms. Farming was big. And unfortunately, what he said, 1913, that's when industrialism came in, got all our people to leave their farms. You wasn't even paying income tax. The dollar was a real dollar because it was backed by gold and silver. And now we play it into the second America. It's called the second America. What you just hit on is so deep. Hit on one more point while I look for something to back you up 1,000%. Because this shit comes from Jekyll Island.
We're in a three-city state, too. London, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia. All of this is the monetary kings on this planet, the three entities that I just named. Remember, the District of Columbia is a corporation. Since 1871, these boys, after they took over, they made this country a corporation. It's not a republic anymore. It's a democracy. Is mob rule.
Mob rule. Now, he didn't know I had this on here. He didn't know, because I had this on this book. Y'all have been on here forever. He ain't know it. Just going to show you how we connected. He had no idea. Mentally, we just did mental telepathy. We're going to do mental telepathy on y'all. Because he didn't know I had this. He just said what America was. Let him get pure validation, my brother. Much love to you for the rest of the evening, man, on this one. Go life. Listen to this.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of History Not Taught at School, which is going to be about our world. And I want to begin by talking about the three sovereign city-states that are in the world, which are most powerful. And the first of these is Vatican City there in the heart of Rome, in the center of Italy, which is a sovereign state which pays no taxes and has its own private guard, the Swiss Guard. And the second of these is the City of London, which also is a sovereign city-state within England, which pays no taxes and has its own private police force, the Metropolitan Police. And this is the financial hub of the British Commonwealth. And the third of these is Washington, D.C. And we can see that Washington, D.C. has been laid out according to Masonic principles with the pentagram and things like that. And we know also that there's a private guard there at Arlington Cemetery. And so these are the three horns that are mentioned in chapter 13 of the Book of Revelation. First of all, Rome, and then the two horns that follow it, which are the British Commonwealth and the United States of America. And on top of these horns, which represent the beast of the Book of Revelation, is the Whore of Babylon, which represents the religions that control the beast, which are the religions of Freemasonry and Gnosticism.
Yeah, now I'm going to stop right there because I'm about to get hot, bro. I'm going to throw some gasoline. I'm going to use a liquid beam that melted them cars.
Three Dog Night.
Three days, you bad thing. See, I love y'all. It's Three Dog Night, all y'all today. We about to get it on. Let me just say this, validation to that brother right there. I'm taking zip codes down. Y'all need to help us tell us what's going on in your area.
I just want to riff one more thing on you. Now I'm going to back down. Check this
now,
out.
You go
during
right
this
here.
Course of time, that they had what they call the Red Summer of 1919. They also had black massacres all over the country that popped up. And this is in, you were saying we had bank in the day. I'm going to show you every town that they burned down in America because you had too much bank. I'm just going to run through it real quick.
Okay.
1919 Red Summer, Chicago 1919, that's when they had a massacre there. Detroit 1943, New York 1863, Springfield 1908, East St. Louis 1917, Washington D.C. 1919, Philadelphia 1985, Tulsa 1921, Memphis 1866, Wilmington 1898, that's when they ran them brothers up out of there. Vicksburg 1874, Elang 1919, Atlanta 1906, Clarkston. So-called 1910, Clinton 1875, Butola 1874, Colfax 1873, Opelousas O-P-E-L-O-U-S-A-S 1868, Rosewood 1923, Calabasas 1883, Saint Bernard Parish 1868, New Orleans 1866, Camille 1868, Okochee 1920. These are all the towns that they massacred, ran them brothers up off their property. And don't forget, the biggest one was the Tulsa, I believe it was.
Yeah.
That city had a national growth. We had an economy bigger than Washington, D.C. And they
Richard,
came through there. And they sent military planes to help bomb that town.
That's it. Now, let's go with that plan because I see we like to get deep into what you're saying. Let me just say this. People always look at this stuff. Let me tell you now, go look up Black Wall Street, and they were all over America. They gave me that one because it held all the Masonic information that's necessary. Because, you know, all of them showed you how they got bombed, just like Rosewood. Rosewood told you. They said, he's one of us. I can go to the movie because they wore, he said, he ain't one of us. He would hang us just because he had on the ring. So people don't even know what that ring means because you could turn that ring in different positions and get a different answer to every position that ring goes to. Now, I'm going to talk deep now. You brought me out of me, man. But oh, my goodness. You start talking about this type of stuff. Oh, I told you we are a story on what they did to our people. Had forts. Our people had forts throughout America. Fort Negro is the most known one. I had to tell somebody about Fort Negro right there in the beautiful, beloved Florida, free state territory.
Florida.
Yeah. We was knocking them off.
The Indian killer came and burnt that fort down.
Well, the Indian killer came, but let's talk about the Indian killer. I love that shit. This is my shit here. See, Andrew Jackson for Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. Only reason why he gets over on a path, he was supposedly not with the banker. That's what that's the lie they tell us. He was against the central bank. No, he a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Right. That's what his claim to fame is. He fought the central bank.
Yeah, he fought. He ain't fight the central bank. He fought the bank, all right. He fought the indigenous female bankers. Y'all ready for me? We gonna get it on. Okay, we got one more call. I'ma hold tight. Boy, y'all playing with. I told you, I played the connection, but we about to get it on today. Unfortunately, I told you porn was number one. What's the porn? The V, 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 V. Let me get deep, y'all. What the fuck is going on with our minds? Pussy is the ruler on earth. Period. You are what they call hybrid. The dick is a hybrid. How do I know? I went to the Ancient Sex Museum here in South Beach. And dildos are the oldest instrument. After they cut Osiris' dick, what do you think they would have made? A phallic symbol. So every church got a phallic symbol on top of it. That's the dick.
Obelisk.
That's right.
The obelisk.
All this is dicks. That's why I love my sister when she say resurrection. I'm setting up for you, sister. Because see, a resurrection means you're going to get a holy cosmic nut. I hope y'all ready for the heat of this kickoff time, y'all. Ain't playing with you now. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes because we're going to get this cosmic slop rolling. My sister on deck coming in. I got to play because, you know, all that y'all said, see, it's that cosmic slop about the children. And say, mother, mother, I hear your crawl. She said, I got to do. Don't judge me too strong. I had to sell all I had so y'all can eat. Now, I want y'all to think about why how all these people came to America and all the women who holded the mortgage on the land, gave the land up to sex rights. I said, man, ain't nobody ever act like they don't even know that they had sex rights. They like our people was what? Our people was not no abstinent people. No, they ain't believe no abstinence. Y'all full of shit. Y'all lying to me. I looked it up. Every squaw, every time somebody came, they was willing to give their virgins up. Am I making this up? I got the lines open. They was ready to give their virgins up because that was part of a payment plan.
Dry bones.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
You used the word squaw.
Yeah.
That is not that is not a correct. It's the female. It's the woman. But Nesqua means no dick. The native woman would say Nesqua when people were trying to attempt to rape them, and
okay.
the persons that
corrected.
Were raping them start
mm-hmm.
calling them squaw.
Okay,
it means
so
no penis.
No penis. Okay, so there you go. We stand. That's why we on this program now. If the women hold the mortgages, which y'all brought up today, I'm gonna go right. This program gonna flow right with you. I think they had a lot more power than we've been saying on these programs with misogynistic attitudes. Because if a woman could tell me, she can kill babies.
When the queen was the most powerful piece on the chessboard.
There you go. Outside the king, he could only move one dick at a time.
And that's on the mosaic pavement.
Yeah.
And what is the mosaic pavement?
But what move she can't do, what move she cannot do? She can't do the night move. She can't do no night move.
Yeah.
She can't do 90 degrees.
True.
But because since geometry is not part of the equation for many of you here, I'm going to tell you what they said. Remember what y'all heard earlier? The brother said earlier, they were under three jurisdictions, the three ruffians. Three jurisdictions, and one of the jurisdictions pretty much told you what they was going to do automatically. They said, we're going to kill the babies. So they got the Swiss Guards, which is the Red Cross, to induce the vaccine, because Brother Crom, you said this way back when you did the Geno program on that.
The Knights Templar.
The Knights Templar, see? Y'all know. Knights Templar.
Knights Templar.
And who guards the Pope? The man just told you. The brother just brought it up, but I just put the whole other part there. He said that the Swiss Guards was guarding the Pope. That's what it said. The three city Vatican, the Swiss Guards. Now listen what the people said. Because Switzerland.
And who guards the gold?
Yeah. Who guards the gold? And all of a sudden,
Swiss Bank.
That Swiss Bank. All y'all who was talking about, we got to go to. I remember in meetings where I was in reparation meetings and sovereign meetings, and people talking about we got to go to the court of settlement and shit. And I said, well, damn, I'm psyched up back in them days. Yeah, let's go. Let me look up. That's my mind. Everybody knew I was gonna look this shit up.
Go to the Hague.
Yeah, your Hague. There you go. Thank you, man. That's why I love y'all. See, but when I went and found out who held jurisdiction, I see why they want to eat our babies.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough.
Now, the brother said earlier, he ain't know what the meat is. You eating babies. How long have I been playing this to everybody? I've been telling y'all, you eating babies.
Hey, and those kids missing in Hawaii, Maui, unaccountable for.
Y'all eating babies. Don't know it. I'm going to prove this to be a fact today. Y'all been coming on this program.
Soil and Green.
Yes, so thank you, man. Appreciate it. See ya. That's how long this has been told to us. So who ain't listening is the question. Now I'm going to let my sister come on because she's been kicking this for a long time too. So I told her I'm going to give you a segment here to really roll on them. It's on you. Put it together. At the end of it, I'm going to give you 24. We're going to take 10 with some conversation with everybody out there because it's one thing to act like But when they cut the dick off of the gods and still able to produce, y'all got to ask some questions. How you cut the dick off the god and then put it back on? Like a Lorena Bobbitt. Let me get my, I told you, y'all better get ready because kickoff is coming. 9927. Thank you, Sister. 9927. Resurrection. You really need resurrection. Yeah. They've been
what's up? Everybody erected today?
Yeah, I know
I
am.
Today? Yo, I just want to say, and I'll probably hit a nerve for everybody, okay? This world is in a low chakra. And they got they coming 24/7. They are coming 24/7. And for those that's religious out there, I'm just gonna let you know, you're nothing but fucking demons. Everybody on this planet is a demon. How the fuck that the planet is yours, but you got war 24/7. 24/7 war. And I always said that everything on this planet was weaponized for a reason. And then they came out, and I was trying to look this name up for this movie, but I remember the movie where the alien came back to Earth and told the humans that they were the perfect fucking weapon that they created. Now sit back and think about that. So that means that's your God.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Your God, your alien fucking God. That's already here, and they're using all the perfect fucking weapons, including you, to destroy everything, to give the God that what they want, because they return. Now, this is what they're saying out there, and everybody, you know, is, oh, they want a Messiah so bad. They need somebody to save them so bad, realizing that if you... If all of this stuff that's ancient already happened in the past, that means you already in the city of gold or the city that adored the came down already. You on a ship. You on a ship already. That's where they got us all fucked up. You on a ship. The most beautifulest ship of all that gives you everything. And then, see, you got these other motherfuckers that decided, hey, since we know how to use demonology, which is the magic, the manipulation, the tricknology, why don't we just go ahead and trick them all? Just trick them. And that's what they've been doing, tricking us all the time. What we do, we got the pimps. Pimps always got the hoes out there. You better go get that money, bitch. Fake money, bitch. The fake money, the monopoly money. We need that. We on the Ouija board, bitch. We playing the Ouija game. All of this is Ouija. Monopoly, Ouija. I said that before. Nobody said chess, Ouija. The war board. The warlocks board where they can master strategy. Engineer. Now we got the bitch. the bitch is here. The Metropolis bitch is here. She's, you know, if you can't take me cursing a little bit, you know, because y'all think that's cursing.
The name of the show is called What the Fuck.
Your real curses is stuff like sustainable. Those are your real curses. You don't even know what curse words are, okay? I'm not talking about the people on this line, but we use curse words to curse ourselves every day, 24/7. Come on now. Digital currency, it's digital. It's just a bunch of numbers on the screen. We fall for that. Technology again. Here they go again. They took away your gold coin and made you get promissory notes. They're taking away your promissory notes because we don't know how to use them. I'm just now learning how to fucking use a promissory note. They take away that, and now we got digital. Digital. Magical money, all it is. What is it? Bells and whistles behind the curtain. Now we're going from Oz to Metropolis, the digital world. Has anybody watched Foundation on Apple TV? Go watch it. And then look at the weapon in the last episode. Look at that weapon. And now you sit down and think, why are they showing you this like this? And it looking all real? Because it is. Remember they kept saying, oh, the moon is a weapon. The moon has a gun or something pointing at the planet. Remember they used to say, I don't know if anybody remembers that they used to say the moon was a weapon by an entity that came to down. And would that be the Anunnaki? Would that be the Anunnaki? Would that be Anil and Enki? Is that their weapon? Is that why they was having problems going to the moon? Because, you know, those beings are still there with that weapon? And then we got more than other moons, too. So, you know, they say we got moons. We got more than one moon. One of them is not real. One of them is a weapon. Okay? And then they took that weapon along with the old ancient lens weapons that they had already that they found. And they're, again, what they do. All they do is advance it. That's it. To make it so easier for them to use, you know. And who's building it? We are. Every day. Everybody's building. You got a job. Whatever you do is contributing to weapons. Everything we do contributes to building weapons. I don't care what it is. Whether you going out there working for a firm that's with a corporation because you said you need the money, whether you police it, whether you, whatever you do, you are doing what? Demonology. You're creating forms of weapons for a being that knows what to do, that knows how to reset the planet, Dark City. Anybody seen Dark City about the aliens that took humans and put them on this ship that adored like a city, and they reset it every time? Yeah, I didn't see that, right? And then one day somebody finally woke up. People started waking up. One guy woke up. I guess he was the Messiah because he woke up first. He woke up. Started waking up first. Same thing with the Matrix. Same thing with the Matrix. Yeah, it's just, and the AI is really an entity that is a living being. It's a living being. All they doing is constructing the body for it. That's it. They started off with the little block, the cube. Once they got the entity out, it told them how to transfer their whole soul or whatever into the square box. Then we got the government's fighting over who gonna make the computer first. And then here comes Bill Gates, the criminal, and all the rest, Jobs and Steve Jobs or whoever, all the rest of them criminals, all work for the government, the fake government, okay, the corporate government, all doing what they need to do to get this entity inside a body. And they've been working on that body. Now they've perfected it. Now they got the synthetic. They can take human DNA and just keep and clone it. They can take it and make a whole body with it now on a 3D printer. Who's your God for real, though? Who is your God? Because when you watch Foundation, it's a fucking hologram. It's an AI entity hologram, okay? This is what they say. And these weapons that they got, who created them? We're perfecting them. So now we're going to have lasers on ships, which they already got. They got a floating city up here somewhere. They got all kind of stuff over our heads. They always shooting cannons and telling you it's thunder and lightning while they at war with somebody over our heads. And you see the rays coming down, the blue rays coming down all the time and never really paid attention to it because when the lightning comes down, it's blue. But we ain't never really thought about that, though, because we were so caught up in the technology. God! God! Oh, God. He's angry. He's angry. That's what I used to hear when I was a little kid. I used to laugh. I was really, Ma? God, that's God up here, thunder and lightning. Was God at the time, you know, that even my grandparents and stuff always thought God was angry, but in reality, that was just people testing weapons, controlling the weather, and doing all kinds of demonology shit that they learned. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, It's everything out here is coming apart. It's coming together. The puzzle is coming together. People are resurrecting their brains. They're seeing everything that's happening, looking up information. They're pulling books. They're doing everything they can to put this together because they're starting to see that this shit ain't real, because it ain't. It ain't real at all. So you're creating a fake world. You got women running around here thinking that they got to look fake.
It's an industry.
And then you got the man tripping because he wants this look. He wants this doll baby look. I want a little kid look. I need my broad to look young, forever young, you know. How the hell you going to get a woman to look forever young, dude, unless you're not stressing her out? And same with a man. Unless you're not stressing each other out, you're not going to be forever young.
Forever
if y'all
young.
Doing the right
that's
thing
a song.
To each other.
Ain't that a song? Forever young. That's a song.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is
that.
A song.
I played that one, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're not taking care of one another, taking care of each other the proper way, and knowing, you know what I'm saying, but we're in a battle right now. We're in such a spiritual and physical battle that, you know, it's a lot. And the way they're using the frequency on us, because they figured that out too, that frequency can actually create the control the fire. There's a brother that shows you how the laser is used and how, sorry about the children, and how the frequency controls it, the frequency. And then also on the cartoon that they always, what is it, Homer Simpson, on there,
yeah,
where it has, it shows Maui getting burnt up.
Yeah, I mean, instead of that's the thing, say, what the fuck? I mean, how the Simpsons can predict 5-year increments of information and
the
people
the
act like it's unbelievable. It's
because they already had the plan, and
right,
it was, they have to tell you, and they tell you in all different kinds of ways. Okay, and the children been being eat for a long time, y'all. We've been eating children for a long time. We've been killing babies for a long time.
Long time.
Okay?
Yeah, it's sad,
both
but it's
women
true.
And men.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's true.
You know,
it's
you
true.
Got the men.
I
don't want you to have my baby. Well, I need an abortion.
Right. Yeah, it's been happening.
Then the next thing you know, she going to get the abortion, and then here you go. Well, I didn't tell you to go get the abortion. You didn't, you know. But if you have the baby, you don't want to be the father to the baby. But, I mean, this goes on, y'all. This goes
on. It's a psychological warfare.
All men is like that.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's go with that. It's a psychological warfare.
But that's a warfare.
On the baby and the
dominant. Because then you're getting rid of children,
yeah,
on psychologically and not,
yeah,
realizing that, oh, I need my money. I'm broke. I got to do this. I got to work. Do you know how hard it is to raise a kid? Do you know this is what goes through people's minds?
And now that's happening today, because I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm going to speak for my reality. I know people
that's
are like telling their girlfriends and them they can't have kids until they have a certain amount of money. And so you're putting a stipulation on your creation based on economics. So basically, economics is God. So I'm going to say this. Economics, look this up, y'all. We giving y'all some high-level shit today. Economics is God. Because whatever the echo you follow, that will lead you to your prosperity in your mind, you're going to follow. And that right now is economic agendas. Everybody only follows economic agendas.
And that's your hope. And that's where you put that hope in, I'm going to do this, and then
it's
I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You start
feeding economics is God, y'all.
What
okay.
you think
hey, boom,
is real,
boom.
Though,
hold on,
to get
hold on,
where
on.
You need to be at. Rather you fucking kill people, shit on your family, whatever it is, traitor out
yeah.
your own people, it
God.
Don't matter.
Okay. Now,
because you
what
been
is eco?
It's
yeah.
thinking that you yeah. got to do this. You
give
got
me that
to do this.
Give me that
to
minute. Keep that
talk.
Now, he said, we got some people. I told you going to jump in. Eco, give us to us, brother, because, I mean, I'm hearing some stuff out there that's powerful right now. We talking some heavy duty. Go ahead. What is eco? How do you say eco?
Eco.
Yeah, it's your ego.
Your ego, yeah.
Ego.
Sure.
Well, that's
yeah.
ego, id. Ego,
okay.
id, mind, the soul,
But eco, environmental, this is what they wrapped it in when they talk about sustainable.
Ecological. Ecological goes along with the sustainable because it's a cost.
Sustainable.
It's a cost. Now, I'm going to stay with you, sister. I'm going to give you 10 more minutes because I got to play this for you. Because, see, they know you was going to say all what you said, but you mentioned space and all this stuff. I'm going to tell y'all something.
But what the movie she was talking about is Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, that was a great movie. Yeah.
That was a good movie too. Jupiter Ascending too, about the reptilians and they people on Jupiter hiding out. But they say on Jupiter it's black people that live on the black man from Jupiter, isn't it?
Jupiter.
But Jupiter Ascending gave you the battle of the ancient royal families like. They were similar to Vulcanish, and it was the sister and the brother. Remember it was the same story as it was just on the astral level.
But they needed a fluid.
But the thing that people then missed out is the one who was the matriarch. They were Russians. All of them white folks was Russians in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They had come over on the ship. From Russia.
Yeah. Well, Russia, I'm glad you brought that up into Russia because we're going to bring that into the fold. Because I'll tell y'all, I think when I started looking up that part period where we didn't have that, you know, mercenaries came here, including the Moors, and Haiti was a mercenary group. They brought a lot of black Haitians here during the Revolutionary Wars. I think people don't know that. They brought a lot of the groups over, and these groups were sailors, so they had a perspective of the compass and the square. So obviously they were bringing over some people who were pirates, and they got together on what y'all are talking about. And this whole system is pirating law. It's all it is.
Jacobins.
So if we can get to that conclusion, what y'all say now? I don't say pirating is bad because it seemed like with the system we was talking earlier, all these movies she's talking about is either these people. And I'm going to tell y'all so we get this perspective on aliens. I know y'all got different views on aliens, but let me just say this. If a meteor come into the Earth with microorganism and it ain't of Earth, it's an alien. If them aliens able to grow on Earth, being unalienable from Earth, they didn't come out of Earth, but they come out of space into Earth, they are alien. So people think of this because you see physical bodies, but germs are the biggest aliens on the planet, y'all. I don't know if y'all know that or not. It's not that hard to see that germs created you. So what's up with the germ thing? See, now, here's why I say germ warfare is almost easy for us because they're making weapons now that we don't even have to worry about an army. And I want y'all to know that what y'all said earlier. Do y'all know that in all the books of Machiavelli and them, they didn't want no army. The army was for collecting taxes. Now, I looked up taxes, and I told you the Black Guard, just look this up. Y'all won't look it up because it's going to lead you to I got this from back in the day. The Black Guard, y'all. The Black Guard. Look them up. The Black Guard. They were the most fierce group of warriors on the planet. They were of taxation. So this is not nothing new. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's nothing new under the sun, the Helios. The Black Guard was of the Sudan people. The Sudan people was the enforcers, look it up, of taxation.
The assassins.
Yeah, they were the assassins. Y'all don't know history. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to play something for y'all that I told you, I'm going to say, what the fuck today? How many of y'all knew that India went to the moon recently?
Oh, yeah, they kept showing the moon. They kept showing it like a plane.
Earth as a
plane. They couldn't do what NASA did to make it into, to only take a certain part to make it look like a globe.
That's why I love y'all. So she said this stuff. I said, she remember we was all having this debate years ago on flat Earth, because everybody don't look it up, but all the maps are flat, and it's this thing around them called Capricorn and Cancer. Look it up. And now India went to the moon without nobody in the USA telling y'all this. I had to go to European news and India news. I said, what the fuck? We talking about Trump and they going to the fucking moon and we got a vice president who's a Hindu too? What the fuck?
India has achieved a historic feat for humanity's exploration of the moon by landing a spacecraft near the lunar South Pole for the first time. With that, India has joined the USA, Russia, and China as the only countries to have achieved a soft landing on the moon. But more importantly, it has become the first country to land near the lunar South Pole, a possible location for future moon bases. This is the main goal of Chandrayaan-3, India's third lunar mission, which was launched on July 15, 2023. The lunar South Pole is a unique and challenging region where the temperature can vary from minus 10 degrees to 60 degrees Celsius depending on the depth, and where there might be water ice trapped in the permanently shadowed craters. Water ice is very important for future lunar missions because it can be used as a source of drinking water, oxygen, and rocket fuel. Chandrayaan-3 aims to study the lunar environment and resources around the South Pole and to measure the temperature profile and chemical composition of the lunar soil. In this video, we will discuss how did they do it, what have they found so far, and what are their plans for the future. Let's find out. Chandrayaan-3 is India's third lunar mission and the first one to land near the South Pole. It is part of India's ambitious space program, which started in 1962 with the launch of its first rocket from a fishing village called Thumba. Since then, India has launched many satellites, rockets, and probes into space, and has become one of the leading spacefaring nations in the world. India's first lunar mission was Chandrayaan-1, which was launched in 2008. It orbited around the moon for almost a year and sent back valuable data and images of the lunar surface. It also carried a small probe called the Moon Impact Probe, which was deliberately crashed into the South Pole region and detected traces of water molecules in the lunar atmosphere. India's second lunar mission was Chandrayaan-2, which was launched in 2019. It consisted of an orbiter, a lander called Vikram, and a rover called Pragyan. The orbiter is still circling around the moon and has the best resolution camera around our natural satellite. The lander and the rover were supposed to touch down near the South Pole, but unfortunately, they lost contact with Earth during the final descent and crashed on the lunar surface. India did not give up on its dream of landing on the South Pole. It decided to launch Chandrayaan-3, which is essentially a replica of Chandrayaan-2's lander and rover, with some improvements and modifications. Chandrayaan-3 was launched on July 15, 2023, from India's Satish Dhawan Space Center. It took about a month to reach the moon's orbit, where it performed several maneuvers to adjust its trajectory and altitude. On August 20, 2023, it began its final descent towards the South Pole region, where no other spacecraft has ever landed before.
I'm gonna leave it there because you ain't even heard this. I guarantee that one. And here is sister that said, she's talking about the wars. Y'all talking about why you think they up there? Why you think they up there, y'all? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, and see, we quiet. You said it. Vice president is Hindu. Vice president is Hindu. But the wife of the Prime Minister of England's father is a billionaire at the second largest infotech company on the planet.
They own Google. India owns Google, y'all. Look up. Look, I'm in the tech world.
Infotech. Her father, the Prime Minister of England, is an Indian. Yeah. And his wife's father owns the second largest information network on the planet.
Yeah. And let me just say this. I told people this, that if you read the Vedas show you that the Indian Hinduism is older than Christianity by far. They're in the same realm as the pharaohs, y'all. They didn't go to the lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. Look up the facts. Look at the maps. Why would you go across all that when you got India right here? And you can go with the slave trade. You got the islands. You got the Philippines.
That's
you got
why.
All this. Yeah. And you got the
well,
Naga
you know, Obama.
And you got the Naga people, Biden. Supposedly. Come on, y'all. Let's go. What you going to say?
But that's why the
you
British.
You know, Obama, I mean, Biden just, India, you know, they just joined together. So,
they
you
joined
know.
Together.
They
joined together.
Like they
BRICS.
Did all right. That.
They broke, yeah.
That's
so BRICS is made up, y'all. BRICS is part of the Rothschild banking. Your brother said earlier the banking. He's absolutely correct.
No, the BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, and China.
Right,
and
but
South
they're
Africa.
Part of the. They're lying to us. Everybody, listen carefully. Go look it up. The BRICS is a made up war, made up. They want America to go in line with the Great Book of Atlantis, meaning that they want the new utopia to be right here where you live in. That's a
the
fact.
two greatest events on this planet.
And everybody is running over here to the Holy Land.
Everybody runs to the Holy Land. We are the Holy Land. Everybody, listen carefully. Everybody, please. I don't care your belief. You can believe whatever the hell you want. But what the fuck would you be thinking if people are coming here? You've been told that everybody hate America. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. People love America because this is the only area on the globe that got weapons. They got the power, actually, to make this big difference. Because you know why? That first 100 and something years, all governors and people of the earth are working in the republic. That's why all that Moorish shit about the private, they not lying. They was telling the truth. It's a battle, though. You can't get there just saying shit. It's going to take some real shit to happen. So they are not paying taxes. Remember y'all was laughing and when Trump said he didn't pay taxes? You should not even want to pay taxes. But then we got black folks who think January 6th. I said, what the fuck? You for January 6th? When you hate the government on these talk shows and shit? Really? Think about the dot-com. You said the Matrix. Think what I'm saying, how they get everybody. That's why the Bible say the very elect can be deceived. Because think about it. Not y'all. I'm just saying, just look at the whole entirety. Because we only pay $13 billion in porn. So we're not porn crazy here. 13 out of 100 billion, please. They trying to make you believe that you watching porn all day. You know you ain't getting pussy all day. You can't. You'll be tired as a motherfucker. Viagra will wear your ass out and everything else will. So you know you can't fuck every day. So right there are distractions. That's a lie. They know you got to get up and figure out each day. I don't care who on this line listening. Each day you can lie to yourself and everybody on here. But each day you figuring out when the next monetary fund may come from. That's just economics. Paying economics. You worrying about, you may, if you ain't worrying about it, then you ain't poor. Just think about that one. Does that mean, hold on, I'm going to put some monkey wrench in this shit. That means if you don't think about money all day and you in the street begging and you happy, is that rich? That's what you better ask yourself. Is that rich? Because if you poor and we know you poor and you happy all day long and shit, how that sound? Now, I'm telling you, playing a trick game. The sister said, curse. I'm going to let you go back into what you're saying, sister. I'm going to let everybody jump in. I want to see if you understand. You cursed yourself. You cursed yourself. Now, I keep telling you, curse yourself, because everything you speak, as she said, was demonology. Now,
and the women, we are the ones that push out the most, what it would be, chi, the most energy, the most, you know, knowledge and power to put things in motion esoterically, because, you know, if they're saying that the woman has the territory rights, then on even in the air, even on space, even on other realms, you know, the queen, you know, even in the bugs and other, you know, the kingdom world, the animal world, it's always the woman.
The bee. That's why the Bible say the bee and the ant. The Bible gives you the insects imperialistic concept. B, what is that? Ant, what is that? Queen. These are major ecosystems that if they destroy, imagine if there's no ants. You can't even till your soil without ants. You need ants to till the soil before you. If you know anything about ecology or farming, you need insects.
The beehive.
Yeah, you need insects. So I'm going to tell you.
The beehive.
Now, Brother Caddy called me from, we talked off. Now, he said, this is what he told me. He told me I could say it. He got to back up what he said. He said that Israel would not let him in because of what's going on. I said, wow, that's deep. I told you, Netanyahu, I just validated you, brother. Netanyahu say no Africans can come. Well, then what's going to happen to the Ethiopians that's already there? What's going to happen to the black folks that say they're Hebrew Israelites already there in Dimona? And all you blacks who went over there with Yahweh and all the Yahwehs that I know because I was Yahweh. But I learned the magic behind Yahweh when I realized it's gematria. It's a code. The tetragrammaton is DNA driven, just like atom. Atom. His name ain't Atom, it's Adam. Mean atoms of your body is the gods. But we're going to go there in a minute. See, I just want to know if you really know what you are. Because it's a hell of a thing when you find out, I've been lied to so bad, I can't even believe it. That's really deep. Because you are under a divine curse. Thank you, sister. Curse, curse, curse.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy...
Yeah, I want y'all to know, that's an alien banking verse. You hear what he said? Lending, borrowing, you are bonds. They took the land, turned them into bonds. They're selling them on the market now. Right now, your bonds are being sold on the market. Right now. Everybody on this goddamn line. You can lie to yourself if you want to. That's up to you.
But hey, yo,
everybody.
You're the surety, you're the surety against the loan. The loan is on you.
Drive
it
off.
Pledged you as the loan.
Hey,
dry bombs.
All I'm saying is, are they selling bombs? The question is, are they selling bombs right now all over the earth?
No doubt. Your birth certificate is a bond, yo.
They're all over the earth. Now they're bringing in new bondsmen, meaning they're bringing in a new purge. They're going to purge us off the roll.
Dry bombs.
And yeah, we created it for ourselves. We did it to ourselves.
Go ahead. Let's hear this. We did it to ourselves.
We had to fit in. We don't want to miss something.
Okay, now everybody, I know Brother Kwame, I got you next. I'm just firing everybody up. I got my brother. I don't know the name, but you kicking, so we keeping you in the loop always. Go over there, Brother Kwame, then my brother, and let's keep this flow going because it's a very complex story. Go ahead. What the fuck are you talking about? Go ahead.
Three fourths of a pound of cotton. What is that? You know what 3/4 of a pound of cotton is? It takes 3/4 of a pound of cotton, 75% cotton and 25% linen to make a dollar bill.
Mm.
That's what it's made. It's not made out of paper. It's made out of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 of a pound of cotton and 25% of linen makes the cloth that they make the dollar, print the dollar bill on.
And they said the cotton gin helped
still
that.
Gold.
They said the cotton gin. Let's go with that. The cotton gin, I seen just recently out of a documentary from 1991 where dude said the cotton, that's why the farmers are being fucked, because the cotton gin, they made a deal with these people. And now from Europe they went to depression because of the textile, gave it to America. America's still rolling. What you just confirmed is the cotton. And now let's go with that. So the cotton is actually and it's still rolling. And guess who picking them? I went through a couple of the states not too long ago. I seen Mexicans picking the cotton. I ain't lying.
Oh yeah. Cotton gave birth to the industrial age, and what?
That's right.
Okay, now cotton makes the dollar. That's the thread. The fiber makes the thread, right? What does technology use? Fiber optics.
Yeah.
Uses the same. It's just and make.
But you still need,
or
you
glass.
Still need, you still need agriculture.
To transmit is still
now, right. Now hold on, y'all confirming out there listening. I got the lines open. That farming is you can't make the cotton without the farmer. So my thing is look at the people picking it. Now, if we not picking cotton like we used to, because that was our claim to fame, picking cotton, they fuck
but
hemp. Because we don't think about hemp, because I think hemp was the first one, because all the founding fathers, Masonically inclined, had hemp farms. So, because otherwise the Moors can't get here on their canvas sneakers.
Yeah, hempy was around since early 1500s.
We no longer picking cotton. We're clicking these phones because all we using, we then went from picking to clicking. We clicking all the clicking the computer.
Oh, good,
everything we clicking now is going through the same fiber.
I love it. Oh my God, dude, that was Brother Kwame. You better get. If I
Yo,
make the shirt,
phone,
I make the shirt. That's what it is.
Yeah, all of it is clicking. We then went from picking to clicking. We clicking these computers.
Oh.
Look at it. It's still fiber.
That's deep. Oh my God, that's outrageous. Outrageous. Only on the drawboard. That's outrageous. Did y'all hear that? Y'all tell me. If that ain't a tune, we got to make a spot, man, from picking to clicking. That's what we're doing. We are actually, dang. All right, because y'all going way out beyond some people's comprehension. Let's bring it back to the mundane for a minute. Just for the mundane. Our people now, because you're around everybody on this line. I don't know who your DNA is, but you're around all types of DNA if they in your family. And I told you, I watch a lot of crime shit. Your family is the first to kill you, y'all. Just understand that clearly. Secondary killing is lovers. Third is random. Now, just go look it up just by looking at IG channel. Now, it seems to be where if this foolishness go on in America, the land of milk and honey, people will start to kill each other real easily. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because for the first time, Brother Derek was always advocating how Chicago, blah, 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 they're going to do this. Now Chicago's area is now upset of immigration. See, now they use alien talk from, see, that's how you know. See, when something comes from outer space, this is what, remember what I told you. It comes from outer space, but it's the same concept. If something comes from inner space, it messes up your space, you become uncomfortable. That's just common sense. Though you got houses and you realize I can only fit a certain amount of people in my house, once it gets past that capacity, we are arguing. That's life. That's the whole micro macro. If you can't even handle a bunch of people in your fucking house, you are never going to handle a bunch of immigrants coming to your zip code. You got to think that way. Because what happens is those who coming into your zip code is coming into your house because that's where all your mail comes. Now, the mail, I told y'all, is – I'm glad some of y'all gave me that mail information. Thank y'all. Oh, my God. I mean, the mail is unbelievable, y'all. I mean, how that's operating today is unbelievable. They siphon big time off the mail. But if you go on with the zip code and all this stuff that many people do, just think about it. You get – this is what Mayor Adams said. Mayor Adams. Look at his name, Mayor Adams. That's amazing. He's in New York, too, Mayor Adams. Okay. Now, he tells New York now that it's over. You finished. Now, let's see the response of all these minds on a small-ass piece of real estate. Remember, the purge was done in New York. The original, when you watch the Purge channel, which I did, we all analyzed it, end up, we got to go to Mexico after we look at all these purges. I'm like, God, I got to go to Mexico? Now, let's go with the facts here. So you can see how you live in this actual reality. Don't even know it. The people coming in are now going to be able to get jobs. You don't want no more. Remember Vicente Fox told Jesse Jackson when he was running around as the Boule, so-called, can never be president. He ain't had the bloodline. But he did the work for them to kill Martin Luther King. Which he did. He helped him out because he gave you the Grand Hailing sign when he put the blood. That's how you don't know symbols and signs. That's why we know our people are dumb. The man goes on King's body, gets the blood, wipes it on himself, and then puts up the grand. Now, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? That's what we have to do.
Well, y'all know what you're talking about.
I mean, where are we at? You won't even recognize that. You can't even. You
drinking the blood of his. I'm one. Yeah. I'm one with him now. I've drunk his blood.
How the hell does that happen, everybody? But, and you can. That's why today's program. Go ahead, Brother Quan. I heard. I'm going to say what the fuck.
The
one
Last
more time.
Supper.
Yeah.
What
la-
the
there
last
you go.
Supper says.
Thank you. Thank you.
I give you my body and my blood. Drink of
there
my blood.
Go.
That's all it is.
That's all it
and
is.
See, the
Thank
two
you,
greatest events. The two greatest events that happened on here right now, Ken Burns says, is Christ and United States.
Yeah.
Christ That's is pretty. Number one, and United States is number two.
Now, I'm going to agree 100% because remember, Christ, for those of you who don't want to hear this is not the show for you. Go to a nice, friendly show. Christ is made up. You can't handle that, get the fuck off this program. Go to a dumber show because you need it. Reality is they can't find nobody of Christ at all. He's Krishna. Christ is Hindu. He's Krishna. Christ is Krishna. Now, if you don't know that by now and you in the 60s, consider yourself dumb. You dying dumb. I hate to say it, but they named you. I didn't say it. But the fact that I realize it's real, I mean, Krishna. That's why I went to this Hindu shit today, so y'all can understand. Vaishwami. I mean, y'all ain't even looking at these people they bringing before you, obviously. Vaishwami. Now, he the only one. He kicking their ass, really. I mean, he told you it's a hoax. When a person tell me it's a hoax, that's a sign for me. He said COVID's a hoax. Ain't nobody came after him. He ain't attacked. He's still on TV. I said, oh, that's oppositional shit. Okay. That's good. Some good shit. I said, one thing your Bible tell you that if you believe in any God, he's supposed to be a supreme strategist. I did in Exodus 15:3. I could go out. I don't even got no scripts. I just did my. And so if he's a supreme strategist, that means he will pretend to be killed and not killed. That's Machiavelli. And so I know one thing. Some of the things going on today cannot be comprehensible. That's why people today, I'm just talking to y'all though, you letting your kids be eating. If your kid can't read today and all he knows is technology, then you should be a parent to say, you know what, my son might be able to go and take that. You don't see it because you've been authorized not to see light in your family. See, when you go to school, you learn to hate your family, those who got great sense and those who got money. So you got family members that went to school is good with money. You won't listen to them because you hate them because you've been in the school system. I don't give a damn how far you went. Propaganda is powerful. And if you don't tell me that you've been brainwashed, most of y'all will never. I'm amongst a few talk podcast hosts that said I was brainwashed. Not anybody I heard yet. And we got everybody. See, I know the Bible. I send spies out to listen to everybody. Ain't nan nigga said they've been brainwashed. You know why? Ego. Because how the hell are you going to tell me you don't know all this happened in your time frame? Why didn't you go? Because you didn't know. You was ignorant. You ain't know. You find out as you grow in some type of wisdom mentality.
I was ignorant.
But what?
Yeah. I've been ignorant.
We all was.
Yeah. We don't want to admit
but
that's repentance to saying.
I woke up late. Yeah. I was angry, but I used that anger to research and build and really see what that G and all that was about. And as I dug deeper, and I went beyond the Gnostic view. Boy, look at it. It's a totally different. It's totally,
and might,
man.
And you might be Sean. Now, I'm going to just simplify it because I listen. Now, all that is internal, external energy. Our external energy is listening to the Matrix. Our internal energy is what Christ is about. See, that was the trick they tried. See, I'm going to tell you, but there's some deep shit here I'm about to put on y'all. But y'all send the information. All we do is make it simplified. That's what I was told to make it simplified. It said that because you are the actual battle, that's why Christ said the kingdom of God is in what? In you. So you battling yourself first before you can even
ego
battle anybody.
Is.
Yeah. So it's called external internal.
Is.
Yeah. So
low
how the hell you going? Right.
Your
you can't
upper
control
and
your
lower
own fucking self.
Chakra.
Right. Y'all you better understand that you're a demon. So you're in your low demon chakra. And your demonology, your demon spirit is going to rise up to become angelic. Okay, it's going to come from that
and where do we all
to the angelic
all,
state.
Go ahead, Brother Klein.
And we're all saying that we passed our spelling tests.
Oh, damn.
In school, we were all taught to do what? A spelling test.
Spell. That's
yeah,
all
yeah.
they used
spell.
To do right. That's
and
all
then
they
you
say.
Turn around and you learn
Pass
to do what?
Test.
Curse the writing. Curse it. Right.
But they don't even know.
Yes.
They took, but hold on, everybody. I'm going to get one more call, 1-877. But y'all, before, I'm going to bring you in right now. But look, what y'all been saying this to me, you said a long time, my sister, and Brother Kwame, you said this yourself. All y'all on here probably. They don't took cursive writing out of school. Ain't nobody doing cursive writing. So cursive
sure
writing.
Did.
Yeah, cursive writing is not bad. You made it bad because you don't use incantations to magnify the Bible. Let me go.
Abracadabra.
1-877. Thank you, man.
Bells and whistles.
Yeah. 1-877. Go ahead. 1-877. Bro, we about to get hot because it's kickoff time today. It's NFL, y'all. I know y'all ready. All, if y'all got excited about reality as your new football, man, we wouldn't even have to have these shows. It'd already be done. Go ahead. 1-877. Okay. All right. What we're going to do is, let me just get one more. Go ahead, brother. Say something.
College football, you look at something. Sanders, right? Why are you going there? The mascot for Colorado University is what? The Buffalo. Now they got them a Buffalo soldier.
Right, they got them a Buffalo soldier. And all I could tell a person is you got to look at the history. He was a Dallas Cowboys. If you look up the area, the first Cowboys were black people, obviously. If you got to know that by now, you ain't really ever looked up your history. Because how long do we got to keep telling people that the Buffalo soldiers had to kill most of the indigenous people for them to have expansion? This is common 101 knowledge. There's no way you could expand without an army.
They're performing a ritual on us as we speak. As we speak. That's a ritual.
Dallas, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I ain't mad. He wore the blue. See, look, y'all, we got to look at symbols. Y'all all say symbols, but there are a lot of symbols. Duck, duck, gooses, athlete. Mother Goose. I mean, come on, y'all. And then he got on a blue jacket.
He won't get killed by that.
But that's why.
He ain't
that's
got
why
sky.
They had to take
he
it.
Got sky blue. Sky blue means that they know that the sun reflects off the water because there is no blue. Blue is called
What is the blue chakra? Throat.
There you go. And that's why they have to wear on their collar.
Olodumare, the rainbow serpent, which is the spectrum.
Right.
You see, when they put color in the TV, it's a spectrum.
Okay.
What
now,
they say, Roy G. Bills?
Then that's the Bible. But I told y'all try to judge the Bible. For those of you who can't do it because you don't know the Bible, Babylon is the spectrum. That's what language was confused. So when they wear the white collar, it's the pure speech supposedly to see. That's why they were able. That's why the Jesuits was able to go into languages because they had translators, y'all. I mean, come on.
1-877 is on the line now. Her phone had got disconnected, so she called me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Say something. See if you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Are you on a show with Ray? What drive on?
We can hear you. Say something.
I hear you, Empress. We hear you, Empress.
Yeah.
Your carpet has been rolled for you. Come on in.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Basically, I was, for some reason, is Drypon on the phone? Hello?
He should be.
Go ahead. He probably just took a little break, stepped out for a minute. Go ahead. He'll plug back in.
Okay. So
yeah, I
can
hear him in the background talking, but his other mic seemed to must have went out. Because I can still hear him back there talking, but it's like in a faint.
Okay.
Well, okay, I want to speak on Obama running things. Obama is running the United States, okay, y'all? Not Biden. Biden is the puppet. He got the little earpiece in his ear. Obama is controlling him, telling him everything to say. And then, you know, that's what's happening. Obama is running the country. What? We all know what he is. He's a woman in disguise. Here we go again. You need what to do what in power. So how many? We don't even know how many people or how many presidents were secretly gay. We don't know that. Secretly gay. Running the United States. You know
what
I'm saying?
Washington had high heels and a wig, so that kind of show you right there.
Well, everybody wore them powdered wigs and whatnot because they suffered from all kind of skin diseases. They didn't take baths for years at a time. They had all kind of diseases. Matter of fact, they wore a lot of perfume too. They had the plague going on.
Show me a black person in a white wig and high heels.
The Moors too, I believe.
Shit, I gotta take you to the British Village, man. Face. You'll find a whole bunch of them.
Pirates had them. The Moors had them. Well, to a certain point, the Sephardic pirates had them.
They had white wigs and high heels. That's a European
during the Victorian age and all that, when they was really doing business with commerce with the Moors.
Okay.
And you remember, a lot of people enslaved, they would have the Compton Square either branded on them or they put a band on their arm that had a Compton Square to let you know who owned them. But they belong in the Sonic organization.
High heel boots, the white wig, and their breast suit. Yeah.
And don't forget their women with the wire round thing, because they didn't have no butt, so they tried to make them one.
The bootier, that one. But you know, it's recycled fashion there. Now they putting the fiberglass in. A couple, like I think. Some high fashion actress or whatever, or rap artist passed away over there in the DR because they were putting
but
in
what,
that
what we
got to
be mind, but what we got to be
putting
mindful
in fiberglass
of,
in
the nanotechnology and the fiber optics, now they're putting into the clothing, because Levi Strauss has it so they don't have to put sensors on their clothes. In retail stores, they put it into the tag on the clothing. So this is what they're able to do now, is to put that into the clothing, because the thing that you got to look at something, and we got to be mindful, cotton breathes, polyester doesn't breathe, rayon doesn't breathe. All of these fabrics that they're creating is really not to let the receptivity into the skin. This is why they're covering the bodies with all this synthetic, these stretch pants and all of these, is to cut off your skin from receiving frequencies.
So that does that tie into the tree of life?
Yes, because a tree has bark, and as long as the tree has bark around it, it doesn't have gravity, and because how do you think the water gets all the way to the top of the tree, to the leaves at the top of the tree? It's because it creates a vortex, because there's no gravity inside the tree as long as it's bark.
Have you heard about that 3D tree?
Well, that's 3D. That's what it tells you right
there.
That one tree
you were telling me about, you were talking about, say, it's when you shoot it from, I guess, space or whatever, it gives off a three-dimensional as if it's a forest. And I'm like, that's deep, real deep.
But see, the thing about it is the forest is really the first community, because you have mother trees, grandfather trees, you have saplings, which are the children trees.
Absolutely.
They have the whole wood wide web is in the tree system. There are over 3 trillion trees just on basic planets on the planet. Trillions. And so those trees are what supply us with oxygen. This is how we breathe. This is why they're cutting and burning down the Amazon. And now they're attempting to
creating the climate change, talking about, it's so much carbon emission that, you know, it's affecting everything. You cut down all the trees.
Right, because you're cutting down what takes in carbon, because that's what a tree does. It takes in what we breathe out, carbon, and gives us back oxygen.
Recycle.
Photosynthesis is
eco,
when they...
Eco.
Echo.
And that goes,
that's the
echo.
Of, Yeah, but see, the thing of any economics, you can call it eco, you can call it that. You have to have land is the first thing, because everything that comes from the land is the foundation. Even us being on the planet, we have to be on the Mother Earth. So she is
the source
of any economics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so by them cutting off the eye, and they talking about carbon footprinting, you know, hey, Loki is coming. And it ain't gonna be the Loki. It ain't gonna be the Loki they see. They think it is.
But
yeah,
listen to the word. Listen to your word sound. Low key. Low.
Yeah, low vibration.
A low vibration. This is what they're using as the key. A low vibration.
Or chaotic vibration. A low chaotic vibration.
Right.
Because everybody don't vibrate the same.
Right, but we have to understand the spell, because when we begin to look at the word, you take the word earth. The earth is very powerful. In that word, you have the word heart, you have the word hear, you have the word ear, you have the word art, you have the word the. All of those words, the heart hears with the ear, the art of living to keep us from dropping tears of pain.
3579.
All in that one word.
3579.
369 is the number.
Yeah, that's what they talking
they
about.
They even
that 369.
Yeah. Even when
okay, seems like we're the only ones on here, so I'm not sure what's going on with Bones. Has anyone contacted
him? I'm on the show. Can you hear me?
I think Blog Talk dropped the time for the show, and he would have to sign back in to get another show set up. So we're still connected.
Right.
Oh, so at 12 o'clock, it dropped?
Yeah, evidently it dropped.
But I actually heard him in the, so I don't know if something did, if it did drop, because the first mic went, and now I don't hear him at all. Because he's got
somebody
mics
controlling the board. This is Brother D from
hey,
St.
Look,
Louis.
Can y'all hear me? Because
yeah.
I hear you all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you, my brother.
Yeah, we're all still connected with on Blog, but it's just the board that he runs that opens it up. So he opened it up, so we're all connected, but the Blog Talk dropped the signal for him. But it's been an excellent show.
Everything we talk about is reality, realistic. In fact, it's all connecting. The dots are connecting. We're putting the puzzles together. So, you know, and we're full know that you got to see the big picture. You got to see what's going on out here, because it's affecting all of us. You can't keep being under this spell that they got us on, because you want to be comfortable, you know. And it ain't nothing but a spell. It's a continuous spell, and that's what it is, that people are resurrecting to break, okay, and it's breaking, but at the same time, they're thinking of other kind of ways to keep this spell going. See, they got to keep thinking up ways to keep you under, because the old thing, you keep waking up. They got to keep putting you back under, you keep waking up. We keep waking up because we're breaking
the spell. That's the part of what he was saying about the news, because we're talking from north, east, west, and south. From the north, up in New York, from the south, Florida, from the west, St. Louis, so, and the east, you know. So what we got to understand is we're in regions and different sections on Turtle Island. We got to communicate what we see and going on in our area, because they're not going to put everything out, so we should know. We got to have our own people with boots on the ground that can tell us what's going down about the ammunition, New York, and how they're getting ready to make this law saying you got to have ID. Because what? They're getting ready to sell armor-piercing bullets. So that's why they want your information to see what kind of ammunition you got. They're selling the guns
because of the robot. They already got the robot dogs running around. You got women, white women on there talking about, oh, he is so cute. He's in our neighborhood. You're so stupid. He's surveying your neighborhood. He's surveying everything.
Yeah, but what we got to understand is you selling armor-piercing bullets so that robot dog, you can shoot it and tear it up.
That's right. But then when they get ready to get your name and information and you shoot the dog, they know where to go because they're going to
chase it. That's what they're doing. They're fact-checking what they're doing.
And they setting everybody up, basically.
That's the whole thing about registering your firearms. When they get ready to come and take the guns, they know where everybody who got guns are at. They just come in and get it.
But they don't even have to do that. They put any gun that's made automatic guns and that is not a revolver already has a chip in it that all they have to do is a police car roll up, turn on that signal, and it can tell you how many guns you got in your house.
Also that because different municipalities throughout all this country, the ones that are taking that federal money to build up their infrastructures, in each municipality where they're putting those towers up, like radars or whatever, that pick up on, it's called shot Doppler or something, shot dropper.
Sonar.
And so, and it tells them what type of bullet, what the serial number, who is registered to it, and it dispatches how many according to the shots that they heard fired. They tell how many officers is needed, how many cars are needed. So what that's telling us, hey, on and popping, baby.
So what
they really want
at,
this synthetic world. They really want this synthetic world, and they basically going to pick an area where they're going to grow all natural, where it's going to be all natural. It ain't going to be no – they might have the AI in their home and stuff, but everything else is going to be all natural around them.
Kamala is ready to take over.
They still going to be eating cows. They're not going to be – we're going to be – they're going to be eating cows. Trust me, steak, rich. It's going to be rich, pure. Ain't going to be no, none of that mess in it, no GMO, none of that stuff. All their stuff is going to be pure. And while they telling us, around us, they're going to have their little world.
Out of the Western Sudan would come a great general, Tarak.
This is a story of the slave trade between Europe and Africa, a tragic tale of coastal villages raided and men, women and children carried off into captivity, loaded onto ships, taken to be sold as slaves in another continent and never seeing their homes again. A familiar enough narrative, except that in this case, the villages being depopulated in this way were English, and the slave traders arrived in ships which had sailed from Africa. Long before the British ever became involved in the slave
trade. What is wrong with Margaret Sanger?
She said that the most merciful thing that a family could do to one of its young is to kill it.
Well, I'm sure that was taken out of context.
In this video, I'm going to show you who Margaret Sanger really was and why she founded Planned Parenthood. These 21 quotes by Margaret Sanger reveal the wicked roots of the abortion movement and expose the twisted mindset behind the present-day culture of death. In her own words, Sanger peddles racism, eugenics, contraception, and abortion, while demonstrating a visceral hatred for children, parenthood, marriage, and the Catholic Church. Every quote I'm about to give you has been verified and is well documented.
But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies.
The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered.
Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mocked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
The most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house builded upon the sands. It is at the mercy of the rising stream of the unfit. As an advocate of birth control, I wish to take advantage of the present opportunity to point out that the unbalance between the birth rate of the unfit and the fit, admittedly the greatest present menace to civilization, can never be rectified by the inauguration of a cradle competition between these two classes.
Okay, Bones, you there? Hello?
That was very deep. I don't know if Bones is there or not, but it was, I guess, Bones. The hidden hand.
Yeah, but that was a message we needed to hear. Because this is what they're doing right now, and still the process of genocide. This is
absolutely
ongoing, right?
Yeah.
And this is ongoing. And the thing about it is that it was back in the 1800s when they had this lunatic asylum in Virginia, and they said that the slave could not have mental illness because he didn't own property, he couldn't vote, and he didn't have any wealth. So that was that mental illness was only geared towards white people who had those things and was able to worry
right
about it.
I just got into another phone. Thank you, man. This is unbelievable. Everybody know I'm on here listening, cannot use the board. I go to the cell phone now. I don't know what was said, but thank y'all. Appreciate y'all for all. Yes, I just only played that because I wanted y'all to hear that they want to kill babies. That's a cult. A cult somewhere. Now, the brother said earlier, all you listening, I brought that into fruition because that impossible burger, Brother Kwame said, Southern Green. I want you to know this cult is so deep. Don't realize they want you to eat babies. You are eating all that Beyond Burgers and all this shit that they got in there. You know, just look it up. It's no way they can make a plant do that shit. It's awesome.
They want us to eat that shit while they have
right
their little utopia with real cows,
real cows, real everything.
Untouched, pure.
Real,
pure.
Right. Thank you. That's the movie y'all should have
seen. Untouched.
At least one.
This is what they want.
They want.
But they don't
want
us
real
to have it because
they don't want to have it. Now, they knew the nutrients and stuff. Now, I'm not saying that what y'all saying is not making sense. I'm just going along to bring the hyper up to y'all that if these people, he said, Monsanto, brother mentioned Monsanto. I heard this before. They had India. India sued them. Believe it or not, they experimented on Indian people first with Monsanto. They made their crops wasn't able to grow right. They got together, sued, but somehow they intricately was already enrolled because their government had allowed Monsanto to come in. They only got out of there and reorganized themselves. They didn't really get out. They reorganized themselves to be able to go under a new administration. That's why Nikki Haley said, I'm a new management. She knew what she was talking about. They under new management. It's just another name. Same management, same results, under new management. So, all y'all been waiting that I do have some control. 1-877, you still out there, go ahead. I'm going to try to get everybody back in here since I got a little somewhat control back because control ain't easy. Go ahead, 1-877.
I don't know what's going on with these phones.
Go ahead, 1-877. I've got her on my line. She's on my line.
I don't know what to tell people. I mean, I have. If they could take,
can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, we hear you. If we said 1-877, that means you. Go.
Okay.
We hear you.
All right, I'm talking. I lost my thought for a second. But anyway, I wanted to thank Shalene. Your presentation was awesome. You did a good job. And I also wanted to comment on the government dumbing down our children and so they can create a technology that our kids cannot interpret because when you do take cursive writing and you take natural music and you take creativity and you put them in a poor school system where they're not able to read, and then they are easily to manipulate. So I think the strategy to dumb down our children to bring in their technology, it was, it's all orchestrated. So a lot of parents are waking up to this transgender and they are fighting back. But another thing I was going to state is the Christianity. There's a reason why they're trying to kill Christianity. It's because they have this new idea of what, you know, gender should be. So, Christians, they didn't believe in, you know, men and men and women and women and all this. And then the Jesus story just kind of got old. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not real. So that is why there is a war against Christianity around the world, not just here in the United States. It's because they're bringing their new religion in. You know, so that's why a lot of people who are in tune to the Bible and
love,
you know, so they're, you know, on the slide preparing you guys to let it go. And then as far as Hawaii and, you know, Simpsons video is like amazing. They like set. They are already they organize and for some reason they have to tell us what they're doing in some kind of way. So I guess they use the cartoons, but hopefully they will not succeed because they've came close to doing this in so many periods of our lifetime, trying to get this global control. And now that the internet's out the bag, they know that we can search and find information really fast. But if we all unite together and create this civil war against the minority, because they're such a small group that's actually running the world, and that's why they need to eliminate 6 billion of us, because they feel like they can actually more than that, because the guys don't, because they only really want 1 million people here. That's insanity. That's like killing the 99% of the population. So,
Now, again, let's go with that, because if they did the Georgia Guidestones, all you in Georgia who knew these Guidestones existed, but the white folks was going up there acting like they were, you know, going against it, some of them, this is not like something that should have been taken lightly. Now, I played that Indian thing to show that, isn't it strange they said that the missile, India flew their first missile in 1962. I'm not even born yet. I'm either born or not born, depending on what year they did it. I mean, what month they did it in. So they did it before October. I'm not born yet when they flew this missile up in the air, but they did it in 1962. Here it is, a civil rights movement going on, and they put Mahatma Gandhi as an inspirational following. I mean, can y'all see where this is at? And then, I mean, it don't even make sense if you think about it. Nobody even heard of them doing this. I mean, I never. Somebody heard them say they doing this. Please call and explain to us, all you great historians out there, that how did that get missed in the movement? I mean, you got Mahatma Gandhi as the damn you know, forced behind Maynard Rustin, using. I mean, he went over there and got that supposedly that philosophy. How is that that they fly in rockets in the air?
And not with dry bones. You want to onto that?
Go.
1957, when the Russians sent out Sputnik, Eisenhower created what was called DARPA. DARPA was the one that created what we're now looking at, technology. And technology, the sister was talking about it being put in schools, and that it, you have to look at what the word says, take knowledge. Take the knowledge that's in books and the way we used to get it, and let's put it into a machine that we can disseminate the misinformation that we want to give to you. Yes, you know, they had 1962 because that was in 57 when Eisenhower did that, and this is when the space race began. So India and Mahatma Gandhi was in South Africa. He was a barrister. And he got chased out of South Africa because he didn't like the black folks because they was running the country. And he went back to India because the British have found that we don't have to take people and put them in slavery. We got free labor here in India with all the billions of people that was there in India. That's why British abolished slavery in 1808.
But India, they're part of BRICS now. I'm bringing all this to fruition. Y'all been saying this. I want y'all, India, I don't know how many of y'all knew. I don't know how many of y'all family members knew that India fired in 1962. This at the height of the civil rights movement. Nation of Islam running around. Here's a nation flying into space as well. I wonder why they didn't tell us. Maybe that's why Johnny Quest had Haji. See, they did tell you. Wasn't Haji with Johnny Quest? He had the Indian dude with the diadem on his head. I think they tell us that we just ain't comprehended the signs because we lost the art of symbolism. Not all
the and they had cell phones and iPhone watches on that show you were just talking about, Dry Bones.
That's right. Johnny Quest had cell phone watches. Everything. Now I'm trying to figure out that if we talking like this, then we must be able to be clairvoyant to what's happening, to see the future. If we see it in our age group, and I'm finding out now, this is what I'm finding out about that. That's why they had Haji and Johnny Quest, because they was already in the space game too. But we ain't paying because we not even paying attention because they got us on fuckery. I remember I did a show called Fuckology. Y'all thought I made that up. I didn't make up Fuckology. Did it the Funkadelics. A white man made Fuckology. And that's what we following today, Fuckology, because that's why we did What the Fuck. I mean, how can we watch India, no news coverage over here, y'all? This happened last month. Not one news coverage in our so-called not-to-be fake news. But y'all believe it, everything that come out of it. I got to argue with family members about everything that come out of that shit. If, you know, when I say argue, I mean, I just have to hear it. I just go to another topic.
Drop on. The way the devil work or low vibrational entities work, they have to tell you the truth because that's a part of them too. They have to tell you the truth. So it may be a small news article, but they be hiding. They put them in. You know, you have to actually be looking at that day, to see stuff. You know what I'm saying? They have to tell you because I heard about it. But it was no major news coverage about it. It was nothing, you know what I'm saying, unless you up on it. That's the only way you can find out about it. Cause
That's why I'm looking at y'all saying.
The average people not paying attention because they got to go to work. They got their kids.
Right.
You know, your mind is outside yourself. It's nothing. Your mind is not contained amongst yourself no more.
Now we fight internal. Now that's why I'm glad you're saying. Now that's internal. I'm going by my own internal struggle, while the external struggle is actually dictating to my internal because my internal seems not to be able to crucify, you know, be of this world, not of this world, because it seems like we are of this world. So if that's the case, then that's why I stress it up, because how many people? And I've told y'all what's happening. I didn't name the Amish. But I did name Haiti and Nigeria for all you can't only, you know, who don't want to hear from what white folks, but black folks saying, black folks said they didn't take the COVID. Haiti is rolling without COVID. So no news coverage. Nigeria, no news coverage. So I'm telling you, that's strange in itself. Then the Amish in America, is not even watching TV, because remember, they took that TV from their own people. None of them got it either. All you in Pennsylvania, upper state New York, upper state Jersey.
Yeah, the Amish don't take vaccinations. They don't play that.
They don't play that. Ain't no no news coverage on them, because guess what? Ain't that strange? I mean, that's why I say this is shit to say. You say, what the fuck? How you going to watch the Amish tell the government? I'm just trying to figure this out. That's why I say, come on, y'all. The Amish say, we don't take.
Hey, look, Rabone, they let millions of people come into this country. They don't know what shots they got. You got, right now, you probably got 3 or 4, 5, 6 cells, like from 24. These cells that came in, they moving in. Now, two things they're doing right now, too. They're trying to write into legislation all these people that they let in. If they get work permits, they'll be able to vote in the general election. Now, they let over 6 million people in this bad boy. Because you got a peak game on these boards. Now, that they brought in, they just had a shooting on the border the other day. These boys lit some people up on the border. These boys are coming over here with all kind of firearms. You don't know what kind of mechanisms they got, anthrax. You don't know what they're doing. Nuclear suitcases with nuclear weapons inside of them. You don't know, because you don't know who these people are. They haven't been vetted. And the main thing, Biden is so bad, he's shameless. He bribes the young people with taking their student loans. These people are desperate. It might not be an election. If they can start a big enough war, it's not going to be an election, because they're going to invoke War Powers Act. It won't be an election. And this is planned. All this stuff is planned. This stuff against Trump, they are so scared of Trump.
He's going to
put every last one of them out. He said he's going to put them all in jail.
Now, you said some deep shit, Don. Now, no people – now, I mean, you could go have a good time all day long talking, having fun. And you know what? We see nothing wrong, because you took the time to go and look this up. It makes sense. Can you imagine talking to somebody, what you just said, on any – you go to any college right now, they will look at you and probably kill you. You can't even go to college, said what you just said. You can't go to even high school. And back in the day, I used to go to high schools and be able to talk to the kids on black history. You got to have serious teachers that allow this to be talked about. They'll be scared. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I said about taking the knowledge, because technology, he went and researched and found and read, print and found out the knowledge. The other part of it is that what they put in the media is not the knowledge that we are needing to know. They're putting in the behavior control. So like you got to work through all of that.
Yep.
So you ain't got time to research and see. Information is knowledge.
That's what we do. We here. We ain't asking for nothing. I'm just happy if somebody just wake up. I mean, because I'm at a level right now. Yeah, I see everything that's going on. And I just look for your offsprings, your progeny, all your grandkids, if you got them. Think about what they're going to be living through, y'all. Just look through them through you. And you look at them and say, damn, do I want my goddamn grandkids to go through this motherfucking shit? I feel like I'm not less. If we don't do something, and I'm going to leave it like that, but we're going to keep it going. I ain't playing.
That's what Margaret Singer was talking about. White people are afraid because they are beginning to become, they knew back then that they were going to become the minority on the planet. And long as we were chattel and we were property, they was okay with it, because $300 is when the baby takes his first breath when they had breeding farms.
But I'm going to say it to y'all.
Was over, now you a problem.
Yeah, but hold on. I want y'all to realize now, I don't want people to do, because I do know that y'all saying some stuff. I just like to add to it so people don't get, who listen and be like, we understand that this universal slavery. I don't want everybody to think we own the one passage of slavery. It's three slaveries at the same time. Three.
Exactly.
I don't want y'all to see, when you only think one, you messing up already. Put all three together, a trajectory, a triangle, all together. That's why it's called the Bermuda Triangle. It's all together at the same time. And then you look at which one would be most profitable first and what would be the second profitable. And it's a, and that's how y'all realize how they've been lied to you in school. There's no way. No way.
Right. Because you, bring, you, three, you choose one of the three slaveries. You're going in debt slavery, labor slavery, or mental slavery.
Right, and we pretty much went through all three. That's no doubt. Slavery could create all three. We're not going to, because mentally for us to be slaves. Go ahead.
I'd like to put another light on that. If the other part of slavery is the fiat money, that's worthless paper that you exert your energies for these people every day. That's slavery right there. And
he
the
said,
other
he
part
said
of
death
that,
slavery.
The District of Columbia, if you get into the District of Columbia, remember, it's the land of corporations. So all corporate entities, that's any business, that's in commerce,
Delaware is where they located. Delaware is they dock. Delaware, state of Delaware, is the docking system for the corporations. That's why Biden's in power right now. He's over Delaware.
The LLCs and everything.
There you go.
The best place to set your business up.
There you go.
Now, when you set your LLCs up, you're in a whole different thing. And see, I really don't talk to people about this because people think this is crazy, but we don't really need money to do transactions, because when they took away our ability to pay, which was gold and silver, and issued us this fiat money, they have to discharge that debt. They're responsible for all our debts, utility bills and everything. But most people ask, well, why are you not doing it? Look, I got the birth certificate thing down pat, authenticate. I did all that, and I've been digging
now,
into
everybody's
trust,
not
all kind
not,
of trust.
Hold on. I'm never going to take the bait. No one's going to debate what he just said, because it's all about the trust. We got that, because that becomes a business entity. Now, we've been told this. You and the Yahwehs, you was told this, because that's how Yahweh Ben Yahweh was able to get property. He had it in his own, remember, it was LLC, Temple of Love type of shit. I looked all this shit up. And absolutely. Now, no one's going to debate that, because you've been warned by Trump and all the business people. That's why they don't pay taxes. But I told you why they don't pay taxes. It was the era of the era before 1913. Go backwards. Go from 1913 backwards. Go backwards. Just go backwards and see the wealth that was obtained by many groups, because they don't want you to hear that part. I know y'all. I know many of y'all love to hear about people.
Just remember, I believe it was FDR. He took the gold from everybody in America. You had to bring
That's
in,
right.
you had to turn in your gold under an order from the
bank
government.
Holiday.
And people
bank
actually
holiday.
Turned in their gold. Then
That's
once
right.
they
bank
stole
holiday.
All the gold and stored it up, they let the bankers from the Federal Reserve, international bankers, they sent all this gold over to the Vatican in Bern, Switzerland, which is governed by the Templars over there. These are the money powers. This is part of the international banking cartel that runs this whole planet.
Now, hold on. I'm going to show you that me and you are the same age group. Now, you have to remember, I go home a lot. I go everywhere a lot. It was a time when people was having gold parties and selling their gold. Black communities were having their gold parties. Because remember when the Arabs came over here and started having them, you can sell your gold to get money. I'm telling you, we've been saying this. Anybody know me say, that's why I give respect. I give respect because I wouldn't find out who insures these Arabs. Lloyd's of London. Every one of these Arabs that get gold is insured by Lloyd's of London, because they could not confiscate the gold without insurance. Y'all better stop playing with us today on this show. It's
but
sick on
dry bones. Dry bones. But before the businesses of buy gold, what was in the community in our hood? Pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
You pawned your gold.
First.
You didn't sell it.
First
you pawned it because
right.
it stayed.
Right.
You still could have the value. Right. They had to take it away from you.
Pawn shops. Now, we got some good pawn shops today. They got pawn shops here. I don't know about y'all area. Pawn shops is through South Florida. They sell guns. They take in everything. And again, y'all are so right. But I'm going to tell y'all that y'all are so right that I realized that that's when they started. Remember back in the day when they was telling you to give you their computers? People who know us down here, somebody turned me on, it's hard to do. You got to be dedicated. It's gold in the computer. That's why all of them pawn shops. I'm only using the Arabs today because, and most I asked y'all earlier.
What
most of our vendors in these areas are Arabs in black communities. That's
shop, chop shops is for what? Chop shops take what? The catalytic converter is what? Platinum.
Yep.
The airbags is platinum.
Yeah.
The house is platinum. So you snatching a car, you first thing you take it off is the work. Every computer, all the old computers, when they sent it all overseas, all of that is the motherboards and all is gold and silver.
Yep. I feel you. And again, he said catalytic converters, they were stealing them down here for a while. Taking your catalytic converter off your car, going underneath the car to get the catalytic converter.
Stealing
that.
The dealerships is putting up all kind of electric things in it because these boys come in there at night and in 5 minutes, man, they damn near tear the whole lot up cutting the Cadillac. But they can do it in like 1 minute. They're so good at it.
Hey, drive on. Go ahead, brother. I'm listening.
This brother D, St. Louis. My car, my truck been in the shop for 4 months waiting on a PCM. It's been in the Jeep dealership for 4 months.
Oh.
Power control module.
Yep.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I'm not here to be funny, but because of y'all listening and stuff y'all saying, and we take it serious because it's like a family brain unit to me. Y'all somebody said something. It's gonna be a supply chain problem again. This is why inflation is made up on the 10th power. I can't explain it, but either. Take 10 years, every year it doubled from 1913 to 2003, it went to 10. That means, think about the doubling, they had so much debt that they had to reintroduce a new currency debt. Doing now, it's the Cash App and all these other things. It's still debt, and I want y'all to be careful now. You don't have to listen to me. But you notice that everything you do on these apps is being transacted. They already started it. You're already about 20%. I say either 33% is left before it's total 100% cashless. Because right now, certain areas of the country, y'all tell me, says that they don't take money. Only people take money is people who are able to buy real estate without going to the bank, without going to all the, because, you know, with cash, you supersede a lot of shit. So those who do got cash, they buying America up right now. Buying it up. They buying it up.
Yeah.
If you
throw
enough
COVID,
money on your bank account, they putting papers
COVID
in.
COVID was that you go on the store, they wouldn't take your money because they were saying COVID was on the money. So you had to use a card.
Right. Now y'all noticed that. But see, my thing is the technology is so good and it's so deceptible. That, okay, even though I know this, it's almost a gradualism through brainwashing that I realize that my bank is either going to freak me out if I don't listen soon. Because listen to this. And all you in credit unions, you see what they saying to y'all in credit union? Are y'all looking at y'all bank statements, what they saying to y'all? They saying they got the new app for you. They want you to do all transactions through the phone. It's only going to be a little while. They're going to close the bank. It's going to be called a bank holiday. I'm telling y'all, they did do FDR. All y'all know what happened during 1913. It was called a bank holiday. They stopped all transactions. And
that's
before they brought
all
in
the
that
money out of all the bank accounts too. You don't get it back.
You already. I ain't got. Thank you for y'all. That's why I just put it out there. I know y'all already know. So to help us out here, we got to connect today quick as hell. It's almost
what the brother was saying early in the show when he was talking about what they're doing with the Sea Islands is where they did it. This is where they at the Mohawk Conference they did out there in 1912, 1913 is when they bought the Federal Reserve. J.P. Morgan and all of them sat on that island and turned around and bought the government
took over the bank.
Jekyll Island.
That will be cut. Yeah, Jekyll Island, yeah. Well, now, that's off the coast of Georgia, y'all. I told you, Georgia, and y'all didn't tell me. I mean, I learned from all y'all, because who would knew Georgia was a pedo colony? And with all, everybody, they said, I mean, who would think that?
Georgia Historical Quarterly, June 1932, by Funt, F-A-N-T, wrote in that paper. He said Georgia was founded as to be a white supremacy colony between the Carolinas and the Spanish colony of Florida. Oglethorpe did that in 1732. They wrote about it.
Now,
I got a copy of the print.
Yeah, well, you better put that out there and teach on it, because I'm telling you, nobody realizes that. If you talk to most people in Georgia right now, there are very few knew they were the penal colony. I mean, it's a small percent. That's why I say the Bible mentions the mind control of people, say a remnant. Even your Jesus story said he would not waste all his energy on the world because he only can reach a remnant. That should tell you right there that you are not going to reach many of your people or many of your family members. So don't upset yourself in that belief that you are. You're not.
I was talking about frequencies earlier. Remember, once your pineal gland is calcified, you can't receive certain vibrations because you're dead.
That comes from
the food that you eat, the water that you drink that's chlorified. They've done so much to slow the people down, and it's all a matter of you taking the proper nutrition so you can open your – because remember, when y'all start from the tip of your spine up into your brain, which is the story.
I'm going to say this.
And I don't want to get into that Masonic stuff. You know what
I'm
saying? The boys also worship the island, that island we're talking about.
Well,
I'm going to
be honest with you. I'm going to tell people some things that y'all might disagree or agree. But masonry is not good. It's good and evil. It can be good. That's why the tracer board is black and white. It could be evil. Those
who meets in lodges and whatnot?
I didn't want to get into that. Well, I mean,
the light bearer and the bathroom. Yeah. Look at the hand gestures. Yeah. And Jesus, they all three of them have the same hand gestures.
Jesus got that one hand, as Brother Kwame has been saying, as above, so below. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question since y'all want to go there.
So below. Now,
we don't have so many astrological events through the 12 apostles, the 12 zodiacs. The 12 apostles have written in the zodiac sign, all of them. I mean, you can see this whole thing. We all have blood moons. We just had, not too long ago, I think it was the cherry moon, the harvest moon.
The blue moon.
Blue moon.
Right, there you go. I knew it was one of you. Yeah, y'all said the stuff. I said, wow, it's almost unbelievable how much information is in astrology up there. So that's why I say, Brother Kwame, keep that flow going because they was just talking about the blue moon, right?
They was talking about the blue light as well. You know, with the fire,
right.
All that came out at
the
same
fire.
Time.
That's right.
The
blue light hit
fire.
The blue moon. That's right. It sure did. Now, I'm glad y'all said that because, again, I don't like people to just be brainwashed.
But right now, we're in what's called the Lilith moon. The Lilith moon stays in each side for 9 months.
Hold on. Which one?
Lilith.
Say it
again.
Now, Lily Monster. We're going to take it and make it people simple. Lilith she was named first. She was equal. She said, I ain't bowing down to man, so they made Eve. That's what the story go on and say. But Lilith said her curse was kill the baby. Ain't that Lilith's curse?
But Loki is Lilith.
Loki is Lilith. Thank you. Yes, you said it. Loki is Lilith. Go ahead. Say it. You on there with
me? I'm trying to catch myself, but Loki is Lilith because remember that show I was chatting to you about? It was called Showtime, whatever. But anyway, it was about the devil or whatever. What was the name?
It was Lucifer.
Yeah.
when they showed Satan or whatever, he was a woman.
Is a woman. Yeah. Now, the woman, I'm going to go on there because Lucifer is Venus.
That was the show. Lucifer.
The morning light.
It was that show called Lucifer.
So that's why y'all see them as androgynous because they have the feminine principle embedded, which is
both.
That goddess principle.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing about this is that I love about that's going on today is that you can't deny that people are waking up. I mean, to have a conversation like this is unheard of in many sources.
But Bones, men and women share the same characteristics. And
yes,
see, when we are born, whoever the physician is, he looks at your characteristics and he sees the dominant side of either one. And he either pushes pulls out. Sometimes you may have both.
Now, hold on. This is the DNA thing I'm telling y'all. Now, I told people, I said, man, look what type of people we're dealing with who now are doing gender modification on young people. And a lot of them have hard times adjusting to this stuff because they actually are committing suicide. There's a lot of things going on. Because remember, your body might dictate you got feminine characteristics with your male and same thing for female. Does not mean
Mancunian candidates too, because they've been pre-programmed, so they're Mancunian candidates. When you get a little kid, when he's a little kid, he's very impressionable. You can make him anything. You can have him thinking he's a monkey or something. He don't know until he get around people and they find it for him.
Because your parents, now that's what I told y'all a long time ago, because I learned it to be a parent. I'm the patent of these DNA genetic hybrids I created with the littles, and she got power. Like y'all said, I told y'all, she could say I could kill the babies, which they say Lilith was able to teach them how to kill babies through birth. Go look up the curse. I'm not making this up. And if this is real, look at Margaret Springer, how smooth this woman was able to go into the black community and get them to do abortions, and the first one was in Harlem. You know.
It was in Bronzeville.
Yeah, Abyssinia Baptist Church, she went to my man, Powell.
Clayton Powell.
Clayton Powell. Everybody loved him. You know, light-skinned lover, pretty hair, all that. Go into his church. Look at the name. They ain't called it Ethiopia. They called it the ancient name, Abyssinia. So don't tell me black folks they know about Africa, because they were calling it by his original name more than you do today. More than you do today.
Church.
Yeah, more than you do today. Because, hey, if we go out, I'm going to close out with 2 minutes of this. If there's those you want to stay in there, feel free. But 2 minutes of this, because we got to close out, you know. It is that time.
Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your apple. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
Just a little bit of effort. talking and we'll we might just turn it off.
No, man, I'm still here.
All right. So I guess that was the last one he was playing off the board. Anyway, it's been a good show. I asked the family, look up the dwarf planet is coming in alignment with the sun that only comes around every 11,390 years. It's called Sedna. It's S-E-D-N-A. See the DNA. This planet this dwarf planet is aligning with the Earth. And the goddess Sedna is the goddess of the Arctic Oceans. Check it out.
I guess everybody jumped ship, huh? I'm going to say peace then, y'all.